Blog Talk Radio.
First question, what is your aspiration in life?
Oh, my aspiration in life would be to be happy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay,
let me hear you say, right. Hey, Miss Carter. Let me hear you say, 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 let me hear you say.
legendary Trishay Khan and the sex kitten Shauna Balenciaga presents the Media Takeout Ball. February 15th, President's Day weekend in Washington, D.C. Grand prize, house with the most points for $3,000. Mini grands include Team Perfect 10s, one femme queen, one male figure for $1,500. Femme queen sex siren, high fashion bombshell strikes again for $1,000. The rich bitch, bitch stole my look for $1,000. Femme queen face, bring us a cover worthy of GQ magazine for $1,000. Femme queen sexy performance for $500. High fashion streetwear, Versace, Versace, Versace for $500. European runway, the look for less for $500. As well as a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the Media Takeout Ball, presented by the legendary Trishay Khan and the sex kitten Shauna Balenciaga. February 15th, President's Day weekend in Washington, D.C. A weekend of fun and fab events. No work that Monday, so save the date. Admission, $30. VIP entry, $50. No waits online. And access to the VIP lounge with surprise celebrity guests, live entertainment, and hors d'oeuvres. Tables, 200. Commentators will be the icon Jack Mizrahi, legendary RJ Balenciaga, and Kevin JG Prodigy. For more information, email themediatakeoutball@gmail.com or visit Facebook's event page, February 15th.
The Carolina People's Choice Ball, Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000 for female figure runway. $500 mini grands include open to all best dress, female figure face, Butch Queen European versus All-American Runway, Butch Queen Legendary Performance, and many more $250 cash categories. Over $6,000 will be awarded on this night as we honor the fans' favorite and recognize the people's choice. Again, that's Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in North Carolina. Admission, $30 all night. $200, seat 10 with refreshments. Available for advance purchase only. Your commentators, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, contact Overall Father J.D. Khan, Chicken Ebony, or Marcus Escada, or see the Facebook event page at Carolina People's Choice Ball. See you there.
I'm a boss ass bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch.
I don't give a fuck about you wretched ass lame. You can suck a dick, I'm all about fame. Fuck a nigga, fuck a bitch, straight getting paid. I love money, that's all I gotta say.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wednesday night. I'm giving the State of Emergency show a break, and tonight I am introducing a new format or a new show, or I don't know what you want to call it, but I'm calling it ReedFest 2014. For those girls out there that don't know what classic verbal vogue is, you might want to tune in tonight because that's what tonight is all about. I'm taking it back to the old school with things. Everybody wants to read and attack all over Facebook and things of that sort. Well, tonight we're going to give you the opportunity to call in and read ReedFest 2014. I'm calling in session number one. We're going to be introducing what verbal vogue is tonight. For those of you who know what verbal vogue is, for those of you who don't know what verbal vogue is, it's when two of the girls stand there, one at a time, not on top of each other, not screaming and shouting on top of each other, you know, one at a time. They get a certain amount of time to read and light that individual up. And then they pass the mic over, and the next person reads back and lights that bitch up. And then, of course, they're judged. So I want to see if we can play that tonight. Every once in a while, like when we were in school, we had to take a break from all the seriousness. You know, we had to have that one day where we just needed to sit back and relax and stay off the, you know, serious, you know, sides of things. So that's what we're going to do tonight. My inbox was flooded this afternoon with requests and suggestions as far as who should be reading who and who they would like to see in the battle zone tonight. But because of who I am and the role that I play, I stay neutral. Plus, I was really busy today, so I didn't want to go on Facebook contacting these people and things of that sort. So you fake profiles out there and everybody else that's out there and all you people that want to see these people read, invite them to the show. You girls go out there and copy my banner in the official ballroom or on my page or in all the other groups that you see. And let me give you the list of who they want to see. RJ, why don't you call in? Get out that room and call in. We need you to call in, RJ. Because, honey, you be carrying. RJ, we want to see you. That's what we want to see you tonight. We want to see you. I want somebody in you in the battle zone. All right. Here's a list of some of the girls that the girls want to see tonight. I'm in a computer lab working on homework. If you're in a computer lab working on homework, how the hell are you listening to the show? Ciao. Shamika, J-Rock, I see you guys. Joelle, Melissa. Who else? I think that's Justin. I don't know. I got to come to you guys. Where's my Brian? Oh, yeah. One battle they want to see is Brian and Alexis. Bring it to the floor. They want to see the icon Stuart Ebony and Camaro Blahnik. They want to see Marcus Escada and Jack Mizrahi. They want to see Kelly Mizrahi and Khadija Ebony. They want to see Kelly Mizrahi and Janice. I'm not sure what house she's in. I am not going to read everybody on this list. I'm sorry. Y'all people, go contact these people for real. Go contact these people and let them know that there is a verbal vogue session being done on 10 to Chop, and the two are welcome to the battle zone in a fair, square reading session, one at a time, and they will be judged by all our callers anyone else out there that knows of anyone they want to read or so, please call in and call that bitch out. And I'm sure when you call that person out, that someone will contact them like they always do. Like when we read somebody or we say their name on the radio, of course, 5 minutes later, they call me. What y'all say about me? Well, I heard y'all was talking about me. Well, yeah, that's what y'all can do tonight. So, if you have a bitch out there that you want, contact them. Come on here and call them out. Let's have fun tonight. In the midst of all that, we will be discussing the difference between the way reading was back then and the way reading is now. And how it has been, it's just taken so personal. And what happened to the category? Why is it completely gone? We don't see it no more. Shamika, press 1 again, girl. I'm coming to you. There you go. Stop pressing 1. Why do y'all keep pressing 1? It's like y'all put your hand down and take it down. Take it up, put it up, take it down. We're going to have to... Girl, stay still. Everybody sit the fuck down. I'll be carrying. All right. That's what we're going to talk about. We also will have our promoter, Marcus Escada, will be on the air tonight to give you guys last-minute details in reference to the People's Choice Awards Ball this weekend in North Carolina, as well as Father Cocktail and Mother Kelly Mizrahi will maybe on the air as well to talk about the Tender Chops Tour, the aftermath, that Sunday. So, you should have a fun night. Let's make it festive. Let me go to the callers in the order that they have called in. Oh, yeah, and fake profiles can read fake profiles. And if you want to go toe-to-toe with the fake profile, but you are a real individual, vice versa, that can happen, too. I got that, too. Shady McGrady wants Jason, but I think Jason is working or he's doing something. He won't be with us this early tonight, but he said he will tune in. He will be with us shortly, hopefully. But Shady McGrady, if you want him, or the request was for Shady McGrady and Jason, but Shady McGrady, girl, come from behind. You know, you gotta come from behind the camera, girl. Melissa, you're on the air. Girl, what was all the technical stuff? How are you?
This is an over topic tonight. I'm gagging.
I'm gagging at your phone.
I know. I was just fixing it. She was dying.
How are you, Melissa?
I'm good. I'm doing really, really good. How you
and
been,
how's Sarah?
Huh?
How's Sarah?
She's doing really good, being bad over there. I guess she bonded more with Alex, so, like, she goes crazy, like, when he be leaving and stuff. Like, oh, my God.
All and right, 314-297, stay still. Put your hand, just stay where you are. I'm coming to y'all shortly. Y'all be in such a rush, damn. All right, Melissa, honey. Joelle, you're on the air.
Hey, Jasmine, how are you?
How are you, dear?
I'm okay just getting over this cold and this flu and this craziness over here.
I'm going through coven withdrawals.
I know. Yo, I'm like, damn, what is going on? Hi, Melissa, how are you?
I'm good, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm going through withdrawals. I'm like, damn, but it is what it is, though. I was actually watching the whole season over again, so I was all right.
And that's hot.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody, I like horror movies and horror shows and stuff like that. Today I just had my next Netflix playing in my office, and I was watching Hemlock Grove all over again. I don't know if you guys ever heard of it, watched it, whatever. It's a good show on Netflix. I'm not going to go into it right now, but it has to do with a whole bunch of supernatural bullshit, but it is a good show, and it is shade on there, too. I live for it. Hemlock Grove on Netflix. Watch it.
I'm going to try to check that out.
J-Rock, you're on the air.
These motherfuckers is gonna really fucking, oh shit. They is really pissing me off right now because they're so fucking stupid and so ignorant. I keep forgetting that I'm arguing with dumbass, foolish-ass, stupid-ass queens that think they know shit and don't know nothing. I'm sitting up here trying to be cordial, apologizing for calling Justin's comment a stupid, I mean his question a stupid question. I realized that that was wrong. But you know what? I've realized that even if you admit that you're wrong, somebody's still going to try to read. Then when they try to read, they give you the wrong information when they read. So I'm going to tell you something like this, bitch. If I don't even ever finish college, by the time I turn 38, I will be making $75,000 a year to wipe my motherfucking ass and sit in my house. And then I can go work at Walmart and check your bags that you're stealing stuff with and get an extra $20,000 a motherfucking year just to wipe my ass and check bags at Walmart. So don't fucking come for my motherfucking career. Bitch, I get better benefits than any of you hoes could ever get, bitch, and I pay $0, zero, for all of them, and $450,000 in life insurance just in case I go out there and get hit by a car. I don't have to leave my family going around, going door to door, asking or going on Facebook to ask to put me in the motherfucking ground, you sorry-ass, late-ass, tired-ass faggots. Get your motherfucking shit straight. Hey, Jasmine.
And the session has started, honey.
Yes.
That's how you started. But the classic is he pulled a Jasmine with you. He read and then went into the calm. Hey, Jasmine. That's how you fucking do it. Word change, J-Rock. But whoever you're reading, tonight is the night to invite them to the battle zone. I'm sure you're listening because the lines are building because it's Shade and Reed. That's what y'all all like.
The fake profile they're calling
it. Whatever he's talking about, call in and we will mute J-Rock because it's a battle. So again, I'm not going to read on top of each other and you get to get to voice your opinion. There are so many people that have pressed one, Lord. I don't even know who's quite a panelist and who's already sending invites. I'm coming to y'all. J-Rock, calm down. You know you
ain't got to poop now. I know. I'm really calm, but I'm just saying this was just a good show to do this, and I invite everybody to come on, you know, because I just want to hear what the fuck y'all got to say. But I just really wanted to put out there to Justin that was wrong, and I was not trying to do that. It was the heat of the moment. But as long as Justin understands that, that's fine. And Harold thought I was dragging for everybody, trying to make it seem like I was better than him. I've never done that before, but since y'all want to keep saying I did, let's go ahead and play the game. So I'm going to play the game along with y'all. I'm trying to learn how to read.
Okay, y'all invited, so y'all heard him. So the first, imagine, close your eyes, he's right there on the runway, his ass done pulled the motherfucking chair from the ebony table, he told one of the kids, get up, took that chair, sat him in the middle of the runway, grabbed the mic from fucking Selvin, he got the mic in his hand, and he's holding it out, waiting for a bitch to step up. There it goes. 601-651, you're on the air.
Ow, Blue Cross Blue Shield, $15 copay, bitch. Benefits, bitch, benefits, ow. Hey, everybody.
Stupid. Yeah, it's so stupid.
Hey, like, just for clarity, I didn't take what you said. We were in a conversation, we were going back and forth, we were partially reading and go back and forth, so I didn't take it as that. So I felt no offense to it. We were just going back and forth. So sometimes that happens, and then we're on the radio show, so it just gets broadcast that way. So I didn't take no negative or anything to it. So it's cool on my part,
Yeah, but Justin, did you realize that I had, because at first I was trying to figure out, I was like, how did that come up? How did that even come into play? But I think it was about when Sharmika was taking her test, and I said, oh, yeah, them tests is hard or whatever. And then London came and said, yes, J-Rock, for getting your degree from DeVry. And
yeah.
So my thing was, it was kind of like I just got red, let me try to fire back. And then it was kind of like, oh, shit. You know, so.
Oh, it's all good. Like, I don't, you know. It just was
okay,
funny.
Y'all. Okay, let me get to everybody before y'all settle this. Okay, it's okay, y'all. It's okay. My Louisiana little girl, honey. She Tamika, you're on the air.
Hey, everybody.
How did you do on your test yesterday?
Oh, I did well on all of them because, you know, the automated scores come up automatically, like, once you're done. So.
Okay.
But the only thing, like, about three of them were timed, so that's why I was like, oh, shit, I can't be online, you know, fucking around, talking shit, and forget that it's timed and get a zero. So
is the problem that you're having, I'm sorry, Shamika, I hear you, but Miss Icon tagged me. Is the problem you having with JC?
Yeah, because he, like, everybody else, first of all, the post came from Jonathan Rockefeller, but then it ended up a debate because I started pulling out these motherfucking facts, then RJ started pulling out these facts, then other people started coming in like, are you fucking serious? So it became a debate. I left alone. Then he want to come back and say, you know, I was like, well, listen, tune in to the radio because I'm done with this, tune in to the radio. Then he was like, no, I'm going to pay it because I'm going to a job because I'm working on my, like, second degree, catch it. Then I said, oh, bitch, if I never get a degree, I will still make more money. It's been caught, trust me. So I guess he started throwing out his benefits and stuff like that. Bitch, you still paying for him.
JC, call in, honey. You know you listening. Call
he's
in.
He's not listening. He's not listening, Jasmine. He's not listening. He's working on his second
listening.
Degree.
If he's in that official ballroom, honey. He's listening. Private
Who
is JC?
Hello?
Until I come up in to step into the light.
Hello?
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 Hi, I would just like to ask a question. After you idiots get your degree from your master, are you going to try to run your own business? Are you still going to kiss his ass and keep getting his knowledge and working underneath him?
What was that question?
I mean, is it for the panel or is it for a specific person?
Yeah, who was that? Just J-Rock. I'm not even going in that type of field.
Okay, since he said it was for J-Rock, let's correct something. When y'all come on to read, make sure you have your facts straight.
Just answer my question. I don't need nothing.
I can't answer a question that does not relate to me because I don't have my motherfucking degree.
I don't need a degree,
you dumb bitch. Did you not hear it?
You still don't have your own business, you dumb fool.
I don't need my own business because I'm not trying to get my own business.
You couldn't if you wanted to because you're still going to be underneath them, fool.
No, it's not. I'm already going to be paid for my life at the age of 38. How
Jasmine
about you, bitch?
Jasmine got her own business, but Jane
and bitch, I can have mine.
For the man. You still
well, people have different,
the
have different aspirations, though. So. Everybody want to have their own business.
Back on me.
Private call, do you think that's all?
Y'all not supposed to attack.
I'm gonna pay that one because that was like retarded.
Yeah.
That didn't even relate to me.
That made
get y'all facts
like,
straight. Don't be an ignorant reader.
But what if you become a business owner to something that's not lucrative? Like, what do you? I don't know. What if you don't have an entrepreneur type mindset and it goes to waste? Like, you put your money into something that you never see any type of.
Sometimes you step into stuff. I don't want to speak too much on my personal life, but me, I'm just in a situation where my family has stuff, and I'm trying to get to the point where my money is tight. So when it comes down to paying taxes on property,
right.
I have to worry about living off of what they have, and I have my own.
Right.
And I think, you know, younger people don't think about that. When you're 21, 22, you don't think about that, and as you get older, you think like, well, crap, this is going to be a load of almost like a burden, but it's still my things. I own this, but I have to be able to take care of it. And, yeah, that's cool and everything, but having a business, that is a lot of paperwork. And some people, you have to have the skill for that. That means you almost have to go
right.
back to school to do that. So,
right.
You know, that's almost a redirection on whatever you're doing, especially if you're not in that field. And nobody's trying to do all of that.
All right, yeah, listen. And then y'all motherfuckers in here liking all the pictures. Y'all some thirsty ass queens. Y'all want to sit here and keep posting these new pictures and new videos up in this room. I'm just going to delete y'all if y'all keep doing it. See, y'all got to play the rule, honey. The rule is it's like a five-minute rule. We'll put it up there for only 5 minutes so y'all can get a kick out of it. And then we take it out. Y'all not doing that. Calvin, you're on the air.
Listen, hi, everybody.
Hey. Hey, Calvin.
How are y'all doing?
Good. How's it going?
That's good.
What's been going on? You've been MIA.
No, last week I was out with my friends on Wednesday night, and this week I'm here.
Welcome back.
Welcome, Calvin. So really quickly, Bishop, where the fuck, not Bishop, Michi, where are you? And whoever is cooking scrambled eggs and bacon and ham and salami and shit on the phone, can you please mute your phone, please? We can hear you cooking. Michi, where are you, Miss Thing? Because I need a reading session with you, girl. All the way in California, you got so much to say, bitch. You need to be on here. And Bishop, honey, where the hell are you? Because I heard you've been carrying the past 2 days, and the girls want you as well. So, anybody out there want to press one? Anybody want a piece of somebody? Are y'all girls inviting these girls out there? I told y'all to stop sending me the requests and telling me to get them. I don't do that. Y'all need to request these people on here and start y'all reading sessions, honey, to get it all together.
Mm-hmm.
Special effects, then. We're going to give everybody a break really quickly because I'm hearing a whole bunch of special effects. So somebody's phone is carrying.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Y'all need to stop arguing in that room. I'm going to suspend the room. Y'all need to be arguing on the phone.
They can't argue on the phone, Jasmine, because there are nobody. Step into the light,
Icon
Penny.
So why are you going to go back and forth with them?
Because I like
it. Icon Penny is your girlfriend.
Not really.
I mean, the real state of it, J-Rock, is you don't go back and forth with not. Why am I going to go back and forth with you? Well, I might have some type of exchange with you trying to explain something. They don't know you. They don't know your life. They don't even know your 401k or your benefits that you get. So why would you argue with somebody about something that you know about? Never. I would never do that. You know what I'm saying? Now, if it got close home, you know, whatever, I might say something. But other than that, I don't go back and forth.
I don't know. I think I'd just be shocked as into how ignorant and stupid that some of these naughty, faggoty queens are. I'd just be like,
you shouldn't be shocked.
You really just say that?
The internet gives muscles, baby. They be feeling like they 10 foot tall.
Especially when you don't say anything to them, and then they come and say something to you, them bitches just can't take me.
Wait a minute.
Is it on?
I'm gagging. Okay. Y'all stop sending. Y'all contact these people. I'm not contacting them. 314-297, you're on the air.
Come on.
Girl.
314-297. Girl, why'd you call my number, girl?
You said you passed one, girl.
You sound like a bunch of drag queens on here, girl.
Hey. And if we sound like drag queens, what do you sound like?
Like your mother.
Really?
Girl, that's all you have to do is read on here. Get a real job, girl. Stop walking balls for your life.
Girl, get off that government phone, girl.
Girl,
get off the government phone.
You ain't Christian Weeks, girl. About to pay sound of things, girl. It sounds like your phone is about to get disconnected, girl.
Girl, my bill is paid. All my bills are paid.
Girl,
I'm on my couch in my home. Where are you?
Girl, I wonder where your next meal will come from, girl.
You said what?
Girl, I wonder where your next meal coming from, girl.
Girl.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
How are y'all doing?
How are you, darling? How are you?
Great. I'm just fucking with y'all.
Do you want to read anybody? Do you want to have a verbal vogue session with anyone? I mean, you did press one.
Just 1 second, I'm gonna pass. I'm gonna pass the mic.
Ooh.
Yeah, pass the mic, honey.
Father Lambrosia. Better not as mother.
So,
Father Lambrosia, he's on the phone.
I want to read the hoes that got these fake profiles and saying that these the people, but they not the people. I'm tired of meeting these motherfuckers and these be the wrong people.
No, what you need to do is take yourself and hitting them girls up.
You said what?
You need to check yourself before you you hit them people up with them pictures.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
One chop.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. It sounds like you have the education of a third grader, so... That's not going to work. I'm sorry.
So back to the
game. I didn't understand what was happening. And when y'all named the house, y'all named y'all Kiki House, I didn't know what was going on. So. All right, here we go again. Y'all girls better press one, honey, because and get this shit started. 757-277, you're on the air.
Hello, what's up, Jasmine?
Hello.
You have somebody that's on the phone. I guess he's a guest panelist. What's his name?
Got a whole bunch of them on tonight. Which one, sweetie?
The one that's trying to talk in his trade voice, but I clocked him. I know exactly who that is.
Oh,
trade voice.
God. I don't think nobody on here. Nobody using a trade voice on here.
That one right there, the one with the New York accent.
Oh, who are you talking about, me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, this is not trade voice, baby. This is a cold, and me getting
what's
over the flu.
What's honey?
You understand me? So if it's giving you trade, hey, it is what it is. But who are you?
What's
going
name?
On? My name is Joel. Who are you?
Oh, Joel, you know exactly who this is, Jay Renner.
Oh! What's going on, ugly?
Oh, you better. You
really tried that, Shabuka. You really tried that, Shabuka.
You know that.
Hey, did you find out the sex of the baby, yo?
Yes, it is a boy.
Oh, Lord. You are...
Y'all know how I treat that, right? Y'all know where they at, right? Y'all know they private, because all that private conversations and shit, you know, I ain't got to
right.
do that. Girl, Miss 314-297, what do y'all want? Okay, we're going to have to put a no-brainer next to you, honey, because you're carrying. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello,
hey,
private
Daddy.
Caller.
Hey, how y'all doing? I wanted to know, is there any type of special breath mints for Harold Balenciaga breath?
So why don't you invite Harold on here, and you and him can have a session.
That ain't gonna happen. Hey, stink breath. Stink breath. Call in.
Hey, caller, are you in the group?
Yeah, I'm in the group.
You got a fake profile in the group, or you got a real profile?
My bad, I got kicked off.
Joel, you're back.
Yeah, I got kicked off. I don't know what that was about, but yeah, I'm back. She tried that. Though.
You got a fake profile, or you got a real profile, caller?
She really tried that? I was like,
I'm banned. I'm banned.
Oh, okay. Well, just tag him in the post and tell him to call in.
Hey, Jasmine.
All right, I'll do that.
Yes.
I'll do that.
That's exactly why I told you that in your inbox about my number, because of that right there.
You have stalkers. Look at you.
You are great.
In the trade, boy.
I know, right?
In
my sick voice. In my sick voice.
He said, this is a cold. This ain't no trade.
Then he said, do you know what the baby is? Lord Jesus.
No, J-Rock, don't try it.
She called like, you the baby daddy.
Oh,
are you the baby's daddy or something?
No, that's my baby mother, y'all.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
I'm going to have a special episode, honey, on y'all people having kids every 5 minutes.
Listen, hey, it is what it is, yo.
Well, Jeff,
don't say that. My ex had two kids. He just had another baby, and he is a full bottle. So, yeah.
Warning. Free alert.
No, Jasmine, you need to have a show on these transsexuals having these little boys, and they growing up being confused. And still allowing
okay,
little boys
Ms.
to call them
three,
daddy.
Miss 314297, listen, I know that, you know, it's really cold outside, and, you know, you may not be comfortable in what the weather is giving, and nobody on the chat line wants to come over and visit because it's too cold, but you are not going to sit here and bother us all night, okay? Because we don't know what house you're in.
But Tony.
And I don't understand, so we're not going to do that. But I would like if you can find someone that you guys want to have a verbal vote session with. And, you know, this is just, okay, we're already into 12:11 a.m., and nobody wants to step to the floor. It's like that category where you call it and we're counting it down, and no one wants to step up. But y'all got so much to say behind a screen name that is exactly why I created this. Yeah, I got so much to say behind the screen and behind the computer, behind the keyboard, but nobody wants to step up and say anything. Come on, now.
I mean, if you use a fake picture,
you
use a fake voice. Go ahead, do that. Call in.
The girls don't want to get their tea clocked.
That's the dude. But no, there's been classic shade. There's been classic categories out here on... Girl, I don't know who's
talking about. Somebody's phone is doing shows.
You know what?
I don't know.
You know what? You know what, Icon, Penny, Kenelope, Penny Jones? You know, I just want to ask you something because I know you're going to answer me. I know you're going to answer me. I know you're going to answer me. Do you like me? Like, are you in love with me? Like, what is it? Tell me what I can do for you, honey.
Hey, Rock,
maybe
Penelope.
Is it Penelope? It was Penny at one point. The bitch is crazy. But like I said, what is it about me? Why are you so infatuated with me? Why are you so obsessed with me? I never say anything to you, but your desperate ass keep on tagging me and shit. Every time I have something to say, you got something to say behind it. Icon, please tell me what's going on. Call in. What can I do for you, baby? I mean, I'm trying to help. I'm trying to change for you.
You want some of that do 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 do.
Well, that sounds like do.
Okay. Calvin, darling. It's your phone, sweetie. I keep muting you and it goes away. Calvin, what are you doing over there?
Nothing. Just getting done reading a book and listening
your
to
your phone is your phone is going through some static. It stopped now. Were you muted or something?
Yeah, I had muted myself that way. You know, I didn't, just in case y'all, it was my background that y'all was hearing.
No, but we're hearing some type of electronic feedback, but it's okay. Calvin, anybody out there you want to read, honey? What are you reading? What book are you reading?
Well, I was actually reading a thriller by this author called Richard Bachman. There is nobody that I would like to read because, you know, I have no quarrels with anybody, but if anybody have a quarrel with me, please feel free to step forward.
Step into the light. Calvin said, if y'all got an issue, step up and stop attacking on Facebook. Melissa, what's up with you?
I'm here just listening, basically. Nobody haven't tried me yet. I'm waiting for somebody to try me. Anybody want me?
Private caller, you're on the air.
I was like, I don't know. How does Erica Carnegie get intense for Faith?
Because that bitch is going to have a trunk drive.
She looks so different now. What happened?
I saw
a new picture.
Did y'all catch the way the caller changed their voice? That's the same caller that was talking about Harold, and they called another boy as Harold, and then they pressed one again and called him as a girl.
At least they're entertaining us tonight. Leave him alone. Let him call.
I want to hear what voice he's going to give next. All right, caller, who are you going to be now? Go ahead, give us another voice. Other private caller, you're on the air.
Yo, what's your whole cash, yo?
You what?
What?
He wants the whole cash. Well, go ahead. From start to finish. What do you think?
Oh, bitch. I want the whole cast.
It just seems like it's a sexual thing. It don't even seem like I would take that as a read because his voice is like, oh, I want the whole cast. Like, he just want a super orgy or something.
Shamika, you didn't get it? Kelly, get me off the speaker, honey.
That was Kelly? Oh, my God, we echoing.
Miss A, you really had to play my intro. I was about to get Miss Shamika right together real quick, Miss A. I knew that was Kelly.
The thing, when you start talking like that, it just gets me, you know, like,
I was about to get Shamika because she did not know. Everybody else probably knew, but Shamika ain't know. I was going to get her for a minute, Miss A. What's going on?
Hey, Kelly, I got a question for you.
What's that?
Why did you let that girl get away with reading you on that video?
Yes, Kelly.
Girl, you should have read her for blood.
I know you were being ladylike, but that's a straight-up nigga. She could have never came for me like that.
Yeah. When I wear dresses that's really really tight, you know, and I have my body magic on underneath, I really don't want to do anything, you know. I be constricted.
But you have the gambas on, so you already know. What
yeah,
it
but I was still, I
no,
was still,
but she was still being lazy.
I was
like,
still
sure.
Restricted, honey. I could not wait until we got to Wawa's to go in the bathroom and take all of that motherfucking shit off.
Yeah, you were sitting.
Okay. So,
you look,
girl, who read you in the video?
You look beautiful, Kelly, but I'm sorry. I mean, I know you were being ladylike and all, but that thing could have never came from me.
You know, it's all right. You know, every girl has their day, Miss Thing. You know, I wasn't on fire that day. And to all the people that was inboxing Jasmine about me and Khadija doing a verbal Vogue, that was so 2013, and that's where we're going to leave that at in 2013. There will be no girls, Miss Thing. And another reason why I didn't read her is for 2014, you girls will not get life off of my name.
You rat her slightly, but you stopped. Like,
okay. Yeah, you know, because I had to realize my quote. I'm not gonna, you know, put the girls on that pedestal where they need to be at, so that everybody be like, who's that and what's her name, and you know, we're not doing that for 2014.
Oh, okay.
You bitches want fame? Fame course. You have to work for it.
Oh.
Well, we have our first battle. Are y'all ready for it?
Oh.
Oh wow.
We got Kelly and Marcus.
We're not battling.
Okay, y'all killing
it's
me with
sister.
Kelly.
She's
it's
not...
always you. Kelly,
what?
You said you were in a motherfucking YMCA or something.
I don't know why you say there ain't nothing on but the fans.
Who's playing the game?
Damn.
Oh, that's Naomi playing that game that you sent her.
How far did she get?
She said, how far did you get? Or 10.
Mm-hmm. I can't get past 7.
How about her?
She can't get past 7.
Y'all talking about Flappy Bird?
Yes.
That shit is...
Hey, Kelly, you and Khadija are going to battle this weekend in North Carolina.
Who?
You and
No, we not. But don't everybody know that the last category at Tinder Traps Invade the Carolinas will be verbal vote, let's say. So, you know.
Well, honey, nobody wants to give us a taste tonight? What is the tea?
If the girls say you
guys. I
can
tell you a little light like last night.
Ooh. Really? No.
We talked about the, you know, the gang of 21.
If I can get a nasty, nasty, nasty verbal vogue session in the next 10 minutes, I'll green dot the winner $100. Y'all want to do it?
Oh,
I'm
shit.
Right here.
No, it has to be a hot, legendary battle. Come on, y'all.
Well, if you want a hot legendary battle, I need to see motherfucking Khadidra versus motherfucking Letitia, Miss A. Old school classic battle.
Here you go.
Actually, no, I would love to hear Nicole versus Kelly. Y'all still have some animosity.
Oh.
I'm sorry, but seeing it would be way better because her weave be so stiff that she just tickles my toes. I need a.
Y'all not gonna do that. It won't be fair because they'll say Kelly, you know, Kelly got her girlfriend votes and all that stuff.
Oh.
9 minutes. I keep hearing an echo.
I don't read, honey.
That's right, you got a ball coming.
Nice. Bitch. Fuck a motherfucking ball, bitch. I'll read a motherfucking bitch.
Do you
want to
read each other
death.
And we just split the 100?
Yes, it's that girl. Let's read.
We'll take it as a house of
yes,
Lord.
Yes, and I need a coin right now, Miss Tay, honey, girl. So.
Can y'all hear me? I have my.
We can hear you, Shamika.
Okay.
All right,
wait, well, Mark,
because everybody's trying to sit there and twiddle their fingers and their thumbs. What's up with this weekend?
We are ready for the girls. We're ready for the girls to get here. We just need y'all to get here.
Kelly, mute your phone. Wait a minute, how come I still hear an echo? Hold on, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Hello, yeah. Hello? See, that's Kelly echoing. Girl, what you got this on speaker?
That's not my phone, Miss A, because my house phone is on mute. Girl, so that's not me. That's why I'm not talking.
Okay,
that's somebody else. My phone been on mute for the longest.
Watch. Hello. Who just muted their phone? Nope, y'all hear it?
Muted.
Now, I mute Kelly's phone, and then do we hear it? Do y'all hear it now?
No.
Kelly?
Yes,
hello.
Kelly, when your other house phone or something must be on. Oh.
No, she got that crooked phone.
Phone is not on because if another house phone was on, it would say conference. And ain't nobody got no motherfucking cricket phone, Miss Thing, okay, bitch? You better stop trying it out there too, bitch, okay? And don't be trying my talk about my transsexuals having motherfucking young boys, Miss Thing, when all you sailors running around fucking each other.
I said having little boys, like having babies.
Like kids.
I need you to get in and start listening.
Well, bitch, ain't nothing wrong with that.
And still got the little boys calling them daddy.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Just because y'all feel a sperm ain't strong enough, y'all sperm count is...
Oh, you hit a nerve, bitch.
So, Kelly, do you see babies in the future for you? You still trying?
Shamika, we don't talk about my sex life. Not on Wednesday nights. If you want to ask me any questions, you got to talk.
Warning, freak alert. Warning, freak.
Exactly. We got to talk about that on Monday night, Shamika.
Okay.
Does Kelly have a baby that's going to be one confused child?
I think the verbal vote should be Kelly and J-Rock, for real. Y'all, and me, if Michi, you're on the air, Michi.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not verbal voguing with those tired ass motherfucking late Ebony Smith say that shop at this fucking big lot store for their motherfucking effects, Miss Say and Dollar motherfucking General bitch, please.
Ooh. Let me tell you something, motherfucking Kelly. Hello everybody, good evening. Y'all have this motherfucking lady on here who's eating her young every chance she gets on this motherfucking show trying to talk about some motherfucking kids. The fuck is going on with the world today? What the fuck?
This bitch singing for the boys' choir, motherfucking Harlem on her motherfucking knees, Miss Say. Bitch talking about she got a motherfucking dream, Miss Say. Girl, only dream she got is a nigga nut in her motherfucking face, Miss Say. She's motherfucking harmonizing, Miss Say.
Girl, I'd rather be singing with the boys' choir of Harlem, bitch, and I made a bitch in a wrong note than bitch sitting there trying to eat the boys' Harlem choir, girl. Now, bitch, keep on this telly, girl, bitch, okay, girl?
Say, I'm not gonna do this with her.
You got one bitch
over here singing in the choir, bitch. You got the other one over here, motherfucking trying to fix the motherfucking ships, Miss Say, girl, sucking motherfucking cock, Miss Say. Y'all got fucking nerve, Miss Say. Y'all ratchet motherfucking queens, Miss Say, girl. Y'all should join forces, honey.
I know you didn't just try to come for me talking about I'm fixing ships and sucking cocks. What cock did you suck to get that Nestle Crunch all over your face?
Same motherfucking Nestle Crunch that you had with those tight-ass motherfucking rubber motherfucking pants on, bitch.
I'd rather have some rubber pants on than have on some muumuus as dresses. Come on, I take some motherfucking outfits, bitch.
Okay. Bitch talking about a two-piece, honey, child, when that motherfucking baby is all the way up to the middle of your body.
Michi, I have a question.
I'm sorry.
Do the church do drugs, man?
What happened?
Oh. Man, they do drug tests, Miss Say, but she suck off the motherfucking man to do the test, Miss Say, girl. Bitch, why you think that bitch is a motherfucking soprano, Miss Say, girl? She be harmonizing on those nuts.
Girl, sit down with the little designer parachute you be wearing.
Girl. You know what Beyonce says? She be raining on that wood, Miss Say. She be harmonizing on those nuts. She be harmonizing on those nuts.
I'll be dragging.
Kelly.
Yes.
Can you hang up and call back in, please?
Oh,
okay.
My God. Bye.
Hang up, please, and call back in. The echo is here. Now, let's see if the echo is there. She's gone. Is it still there, y'all?
No.
Well, Jasmine, can I be honest? We never heard the echo.
I heard it.
I hear it. I got Beat headphones on, so it's booming in my ear. But now I don't hear it at all. Do y'all hear it at all?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay, now she's back. Hold on. Kelly?
Hello?
Yeah, Kelly.
Yeah.
I want to hear static.
What's the static?
Now, hold on. I know where the static is coming from. The static is coming from Calvin's phone. Calvin, I muted you. Call back in so we can lose the static. But now the echo is gone, so Kelly's back. Okay, thank you, Kelly.
That's how she came out back.
No, it wasn't me.
No, it was you. You were doing the echo, and Calvin was doing the static.
You were in the cave, yeah. And Calvin came out from the ocean side. Girl?
Who?
What? Miss Singh, 314-297. Yes, call it. 314-297. Come on, make it quick. Come on.
Hello?
Yes.
Trying to read one of y'all.
How you doing? You want to read what?
Why do you sound like
why it sound like you got a cold or some shit? What the hell?
Because they probably sucking each other's dick. He said he wanted these faggots, but I know his motherfucking mama ain't on this motherfucking phone, so I know his motherfucking faggots.
Oh, shit. That sound like a bitch.
Who?
Yeah, who? I be dragging.
So confused, honey. So confused. All right, Carly. Stop pressing one, please. Calvin, you're back.
Okay, I think it was my fan. I cut it off.
Okay, where are you at? Where you can turn a fan on?
It's a code.
No, I'm always like, I have to have my window up and my fan on in my bedroom.
Oh, no, ma'am. I'm not putting no window
on. Bitch, you better work, you fat bitch. Girl, me too.
Maybe it is a bad thing because I need it all the time.
Don't worry, Calvin. Kelly has every window in her house open and fans all throughout.
I sure do, bitch, because I'm just
extra air to make it through the night.
I'm a polar bear, bitch, and I need to stay motherfucking cold, bitch. Okay? But you keep playing, bitch. I'm going to put your ugly ass on ice.
Miss Z-Rock.
Yes.
Help us to call herself a big, beautiful animal, bitch. Please.
Girl, you ain't no polar bear, girl.
She should call herself a motherfucking goddamn grizzly. You not no polar.
Yeah, ain't no polar grizzly.
Why you gonna pick the grizzly?
You ain't talking, bitch. You level back hyena.
Grizzlies
are
the fastest. Grizzlies are the fastest, strongest moving bears, Kelly. No shade, bitch. You was moving in the mirror. I remember at that collections ball, bitch, when you cleared that whole runway when that fight broke out, bitch. Girl, you are a grizzly, no doubt, bitch. Mother grizzly.
You're not polar. You're not polar at all.
Not polar at all. Polars are more sensible, loving. You know, they don't eat their young.
I need another Mizrahi on the air because these companies have a tendency of trying to attack her.
I'm not worried about her. You don't need to know Mizrahi on the air. I ain't worried about those late-ass motherfuckers. Mistake girl, bitch, please, Mistake. Look at them, Mistake girl. They look like lookers, Mistake, okay?
I've been called a lot of things in my life.
Kelly, have y'all seen your last album? Your last family photo, Pappy? No shame.
What?
She talking about some look at them. Girl.
314-297.
There's the Mizza.
I guess Kelly directing them to be slow, retarded motherfuckers because they can't say nothing. No.
They hung up the phone, Charles.
Good.
And I thank you.
Well, can we interrupt y'all late reading session? Go ahead and talk about the ball.
Let's talk about the ball, because I'm tired of it.
You quick to talk about the ball, Kelly. Let's talk about the ball.
Well, let's talk about your balls.
What about your balls?
Have they dropped yet?
No, my voice is high. I'm more cunt than you.
You are more cunt than me. You really are.
You need to give me some of your motherfucking steroids that you're taking, because they're not hormones.
Actually, baby, you need to get some testosterone, Miss Day.
Well, give me some. I know you got some. All them pictures I see you in them bathtubs with some strong ass, bareback arms, big legs, looking like motherfucking goddamn elephant. Bitch, go get her out of here.
I'm not gonna read with the likes of you, Miss Day. You know, it's unbecoming to read with an ugly bitch, Miss Day girl, that knows that she's ugly already, Miss Day girl.
Baby, I've been called many things in my life. I've been called a faggot. I've been called bitch.
You've been called ugly. You've been called ratchet. You've been called hot. You've been called not.
Bitch, you could
never.
You could never ever on your motherfucking best day call me ugly. Okay. You only get through for Facebook because it's a girlfriend panel.
Ooh. Mistake, yes, give it to your girlfriend, Mistake. That's the only reason why you get through for realness, Mistake, because they give it to their motherfucking girlfriends, Mistake. Let's see what's going to happen this week, Mistake. Are they going to give it to their girlfriend, Mistake, girl? You know, it's about 300 of y'all been in town, Mistake, girl.
So, Marcus, you gave me my tens because I'm your girlfriend?
Marcus gave you your tens because he seen you in those leather pants, Mistake, and your ass was fat.
Oh, shit.
Marcus, can we talk about the ball?
We got a caller, then we going into Marcus. 347-889.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
What's up?
Hey, Sakina.
Hey, J-Rob.
Hey, Sakina, I haven't heard you in a long time. Where you been?
Hey, what's up, Mama? J-Rob.
What's going on? Yes.
You late.
Ooh. Oh, Sakina. Oh, wow. My God. That hurt coming from you. No, it didn't.
Ooh,
but anyways,
hey. You late though, for real.
Why, Sakina? Tell me why I'm late.
There's so many reasons. We're going to take the show, the whole show. I'm talking about why you're late.
Sakina went all the way cunt on you.
Sakina, are you one of those fake profiles?
No.
Never that.
Because I know your real profile, but you might be one of the fake profiles, too.
Nope.
I could never be a
Sakina, stay right there, sweetie. Let's let Marcus, because I know Marcus is, you know, trying to get this out the way, and he did schedule it for 12:30. So let's let Marcus, you know, give the report and stuff at the update, and then we'll go back into the reading session. Hopefully the drinks kick in and the bitches will call in. So go ahead, Marcus.
No reason. Okay. Hello, everybody.
As late
okay.
as you are.
J-Rock, we're not talking about your mama here. okay, right. Okay, so we look forward to seeing everybody this weekend. Just a few updates or reminders. The ball will be starting. LSS will start at 8 o'clock. Y'all know I will start with only 5 people there. And we'll call out a bunch of bricks. If we have to, we will. Our judges,
the guest list closes at 8:15 anyway, so the judges will be there. So if you're not there and the judges are there, if I have 5 people that checked in, 5 people will be judging, and that's what it'll be. There'll be no corrections for the first segment. The order categories are posted. We'll be following it. Be prepared to go through a strenuous security process. I'm going to encourage you, anything that you can't take through security with you at the airport, I'm going to encourage you to leave it in your car. We are also, there will be no lighters allowed in the venue. So if we catch you with a lighter, we're going to take it, so you might want to leave it in your car. And that's to prevent you from wanting to smoke in the venue. If you want to go outside and smoke, you're more than welcome to. But you, if you light up in the venue, there will be no warning. You will be put out immediately. You cannot smoke in any public place in North Carolina. This is a brand-new facility. There is going to be no warning. So I hope people respect that. What else? Do y'all have questions?
I have a question. I got a question about one of the categories because I had got two interpretations of it. The animal print. Y'all just want it to be any kind of animal print, but still like an effect, right? Like you still have a vogue effect on, but you just want them to use animal print. Because some people are like, do you want them to bring it as an animal, or do you want them to just have on the print?
That's their choice. It just says allow them to unleash their inner tiger in them, bring it dressed in animal print. So as long as they're in animal print, if they want to do, you know, let's say they made a tutu out of giraffe fabric or whatever, or something that would be fine. Or they can bring it in a cat suit that's a cheetah, whatever they choose to do. As long as they have on, the actual print.
But if they
want to
bring
it as an animal,
if they want to bring it as an animal, they can, though. I mean, like, you know, kind of bring it more animalistic.
As long as you meet the basic requirement of being dressed in animal print, we're not going to say, oh, that wasn't cunt enough or anything like that. Now, if it just looks half-assed, it looks half-assed. And, you know, remember, this is a big ball. We'll be judged by 9 judges that are credible enough, so your effect should be
well thought of and put together. And that's for any category. I have learned over time that when you ask for too much, it opens up to interpretation. A lot of the categories are written generically, but they have one basic requirement. Just make sure you meet that basic requirement, and we'll stand up for you. But that does not mean the judges, you know, can't say that wasn't enough. So we're going to try to limit that, because I hate to see people get, you know, get disturbed by that. Also, one other thing is, like, during the performance categories and runway categories, we will not be judging effects first at all. If you're going to get to perform, because I feel as though the contestants feel a little more comfortable that way. At least they got the Vogue, at least they got the Vogue. What?
Calm down, Mark. It's not you.
Uh-huh.
Y'all are so rude. He is talking, and y'all doing all these sound effects.
Yeah.
That's mute your phone if you're doing something so people can hear him. People are inboxing me saying they can't hear him.
Thank you, Jasmine. I couldn't hear it either. Kelly and them trash cans and stuff. Sit down, baby.
That's Kelly.
Y'all not going to let my sister have it. Okay, can y'all hear me now?
Yes.
And it's not you, Marcus. It's the sound effects of rude people. Go ahead, Marcus.
We hear you, Marcus. Just don't start over.
Who is that? Shamika, I'm going to get you a mega bus ticket, bitch. Get on the bus, bitch. You leaving at 11 o'clock tonight. You leaving at 11 o'clock in the morning, girl. You going to come to a ball. You going to read me to my face. No.
So, Marcus, so, okay, example. Say, for instance, you got on a sickening all-black effect, but you have on some leopard high boots that come all the way up. Would that be an animal print? Would that get chopped? Like the effect is pussy and sickening, but the boots are all the way up, leopard boots.
I mean, I guess that's a. I would never try. You know, stride the line too close. To me, that's too close to the line because it says dressed right. in animal print. So to me, dressed means clothes, not necessarily shoes.
Not necessarily accessories.
So somebody could grab their girlfriend's truck fit hat and then walk, because you know.
I mean, and that's what they do. Right. It's all gonna depend on the preparation. Like if you, I mean, honestly, right. if I saw somebody in all black, I would think they wore that to the ball and they borrowed their girlfriend's shoes. Right.
Uh huh. You're right. So not accessories. Shoes and accessories.
To the person that inboxed me, asking me where it's legendary performance and female figure runway close to each other, legendary performance, they are both in the second half, but legendary performance is the last category of the second segment. So you'll have some time to get it, do whatever you need to do. So, yeah, J-Rock, that's the question about Vogue Femme and Twist. I would, even if they did that, I would incorporate maybe something
in the clothes,
edible print, on the person, on the top or bottom, per se. But yeah, we are going to let everybody attempt to get their tens, and then if you're chopped, you will be chopped for, you could be chopped for your effect. To explain the scoring system, it's going to be the same way as we did it at the awards ball last year. It will be a graded system. There'll be 9 judges. And you can get a score from A through F. A means the judges really think you really bring in it. You are the epitome of the category. You know, B, C, D, and then F. If you get one F, you are automatically chopped.
Ooh.
If you get 2 Ds, you are it's an automatic chop. So in the event of 8 judges gave you A's and 1 judge gave you a D, you would not be chopped. You would still be tens across the board. And this is to make every judge score. So you won't think that it was one person that chopped you. It could be one person that chopped you if they think you're just that bad. But this is to make every judge score so you won't think it was shade. Because if you see that some judges gave you C's and one judge gave you a D, in the grand scheme of things, they didn't really buy what you were given. Make sense?
Hold on one second. If you guys are pressing 1 and you guys have questions for Marcus, we will take questions shortly, but stop putting your hand up, down, up, down, up, down. because y'all making yourselves look foolish. So if y'all have questions for Marcus, we're going to save it for the end.
You can, Jasmine, you can go ahead and, because it's more than likely these are questions that they've been, you can just go ahead and go to the questions. That's easier.
I don't even know if they have about questions for you. Watch.
Right,
315-325, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, 315-215. I'm sorry, 315-325.
Hello? Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
What's up?
What? Oh.
I told you. 314-297, I'm not coming to you because y'all just depressed. 443-722, you're on the air.
How y'all doing? I have a question about
you?
The twist category.
Yes,
okay.
I don't really understand it too well. Like, we got to do animal print. Like, I'm not sure how it's being graded. Like, I came in at the end of your conversation about it, so could you explain that a little bit to me?
Sure. Okay. The category is Vogue Femme versus Twist. So all the Vogue Femmes will battle each other, all the Twists will battle each other, and the last two will battle for the money. It's asking you to come in dressed in animal print. So as long as you have on something that has an animal pattern that's recognizable, you'll be okay. Notable things would be a giraffe, zebra, a cheetah, something that has a distinctive pattern so the judges saw whatever you have on, whether it's a cunty, whether you had a cut, you know, short set made, or what are those called, a leotard, whatever you have, as long as it has a animal print / pattern, you are safe. You know, at least you would meet the requirement for being dressed properly.
Okay, and we'll all be getting out 10 one by one?
That is the plan. Now, if 100 people come out for Vogue Femme and Twist, you know, we're gonna have to do something, because that could take forever. But the plan is for everyone to get their 10s individually. That's why we're starting on time. You know, but if we have to go into process of elimination because this is, sometimes the judges get irritated, and I'd rather them go ahead and score, you know, you do the first battle and do process of elimination versus them just being fierce and start chopping everybody. And, you know, that happens sometimes because they're fierce.
Okay, well, I appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing y'all at the ball.
Thank you.
Now, watch somebody come in all black and say, I'm a panther.
Three one five three two five, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Hello.
Okay. Oh, that's the same person.
Hold on. What category are you walking this weekend? 315-325.
Hello?
Hey.
What category are you walking 315-325?
Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Go ahead, Marcus. She gone.
Oh, no, we got a private caller.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Do J-Rock have a boyfriend?
No, he's single. He's single, sexy, and free.
Yeah.
Thank you, Marcus.
Oh.
Are you looking?
Are you generous?
He will be at the ball this weekend. You can meet him at the ball after you pay to get in.
I know, but you want to know if he's looking, like, you know, for somebody. Are you looking for somebody?
I'm not really looking. I just got out of a 9-year relationship. 9 years, not 9 weeks.
Oh no.
How you just got out of a 9-year relationship and, girl, I'll be quiet.
Okay, 2 years ago.
314-757, you're on the air.
Hey, okay, I'm calling. What's up, man? I'm waking up. You sound like that. I would have
myself. Hello?
314-757.
Yes, girl. Who is calling
Hello?
From St. Louis?
314 Indianapolis?
I think.
Okay. 315-325, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
What
you're doing?
What do you want,
have y'all
Penny?
Have y'all seen that picture of Kelly that's really naked?
Hell no.
Why don't you bring it to the ball this weekend and we'll look at it there. Thank you. 314-757.
Yes, bring it to the ball so we can have a little more.
At least she was going to come out to cut it.
What the
Jasmine.
Ball's
about? Jasmine.
Yes?
What the ball's about?
The number that called and asked me was I single, what did it start with?
Ooh,
yes.
Private
caller.
You
were
supposed to
say no, because I ain't no shame in my motherfucking game. But yes, I am talking to someone. And it's getting kind of serious. Well, no, it's getting serious.
Who is that shame?
Damn.
I can't with
you.
Yeah. All right, Marcus, go ahead. Y'all confusing everybody right now. The lines are getting really packed, so they might be listening for Marcus. Go ahead, Marcus. Give us the rest of your information, though.
Oh, okay. So y'all heard about the scoring system. That's great. I guess some frequently asked questions. Yes, there is Uber in Charlotte. Y'all be careful with that, but they definitely have Uber in Charlotte. There is something going on Friday for those who will be entertained. Just check the event pages so you can participate in those. And Sunday, there's an aftermath. For those who are lucky enough to get the invites, there'll be VIP receptions all weekend for those who make the list.
I didn't like the way you said, yeah, it's going to be an aftermath for Sunday. Can you please give me and Rodney Moore some enthusiasm like you give it the people's choice? You know, thank you.
Did y'all pay your $100? the aftermath will be in downtown Charlotte.
I want to say how much I appreciate you.
So make sure you guys come out. Try to come as close to time, you know, start time as possible for all the events. Which we're trying to not stay in there all night. We know people have to travel back on Monday and on the next day. For those who are staying at the host hotel, this is very important. They do not accept cash. You cannot pay cash at all. You have to have a valid credit or debit card to check in. So your card must authorize for your full stay plus incidentals.
And they check your ID to match your credit card, right?
Well, I don't know about all that, I guess. So if you are staying at the host hotel, and if you need to pay cash, because in the past you have paid cash, because they didn't tell me this until today, and they have taken cash, $100 cash deposits in the past, you may want to call up there and complain and tell them you're a loyal customer and all of that, but I'm just passing on the word. I have a card and I'll be using mine. So, you know, maybe y'all can get some Green Dot, some American Express gift cards, you know.
I love how you stress plus incidental.
Correct. Plus incidentals, because they will, you know, they want their money. Y'all smoke in the room, they're going to try it. But the hotel has been renovated, and it's really, really nice. For those, if someone needs a table, we have like three left. Well, we have two left. If you guys need a table or if your house needs an additional one, please contact us immediately. There will be no table sold at the ball, whether I have the space or not. I'm only setting up what we sell. And there'll be no trying to accommodate because the tables have been available and we've made every concession to make them available to people. Well, we do have two available, but in the event they're not sold by the ball, by Saturday morning, we will not sell them the day of the ball. Any other questions?
We got the same caller, 314-757.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
What's going on with a ball? What are y'all talking about?
We're going to Cinderella's ball this weekend. I'm trying to find my prince, my princess.
And why they won't take y'all money at the hotels? Is it counterfeit?
I don't know. Well, a lot of hotels don't take cash, but I guess you stay at the Motel 6, so they take cash there.
Oh, never Motel 6. Y'all don't want to talk about green dot cards and shit.
I don't need a green dot card, but I was offering that to those who are less fortunate.
Well, why would you offer it?
Because that's a sensible solution for people who are in check systems like yourself.
Oh.
Of course, I have a 9-to-5.
They're not even on the card, and they can't open up an account.
Ooh.
That's cute, but you're from Indianapolis.
Oh.
Shade,
Heffa.
Jasmine, can I get my 100? Can we score?
Jasmine, you reneged.
Anybody else got any questions about North Carolina this weekend? Please call in. Kelly, you want to give us an update on the aftermath?
The aftermath will be downtown Charlotte. All categories are definitely cash. Come out and have a good time. Come in peace or leave in pieces. We're not playing no games. There will be no recap. There will be no reoccurrence of what happened 2 years ago. We're going to have a good time, and everybody needs to come out and have fun.
Well, you said if they don't even come in peace or leave in pieces, the last time they left in pieces.
Oh, yeah, they're going to leave in pieces because I'm going to piece somebody the fuck up mistake if anybody try any motherfucking shit. Y'all ain't got to worry about security or anybody else mistake.
Okay.
I don't think that the tension is high this weekend with anything. You know, in the past, I will admit there has been tension. It seems like everyone's excited. I just want everybody to bring their A game. Oh, schoolboys versus pretty boys for the $1,500. Doesn't kind of help. If you went outside of your country, you should at least know how to say hello in that language. That's the minimum. So, because if you spent a whole semester there, you should be able to do more than that. So schoolboys, if you went out of the country and you went to somewhere that does not speak English, you know, I would highly encourage you to know how to say hello,
hola,
goodbye, some basic stuff, you know.
Like, hola, me llamo Cedric, or something like that.
Bonjour,
well,
como salibou.
Y'all
will have
and
a whole
also
bunch
remember,
of people talk Spanish.
The most innovative person. The judges will not be just picking the person who's the most real, but the person with the best presentation. So you may be the most realist schoolboy. I promise you the judges that I have secured for this category are probably not going to know who you are, and they're going to look at the category. So if you don't bring a presentation that is award-winning, if this is something you have done at a ball before, you probably don't want to do it and start over. That's strictly on the flyer. Don't think we be in fear. I don't care if you're of the year, legendary, of the people's choice, seven-time nominee, Hall of Famer. If it's not right, they are going to send you.
If
so
you're a Hall of Famer still walking through, boy, something wrong.
I'm talking about like Kiki Hall, you know, the Kiki Balls, you know.
They
have all kind of names in their titles. But, you know, it could happen. Who knows?
If
so
I
just make sure that you're prepared for the category. We're not going to
walk from the Zulu tribe.
Next, once the category is closed, this place is very, very, very large.
if you're talking about if Selvin and Jack and Kevin are on number three and they're going to keep counting down, if you're talking about 1 minute, 1 minute, and they're all the way in the back, they're not going to make it. Because whoever's standing, the security officer that I have standing there, once it gets to zero, they're going to step in line. If you're behind them, you're not walking. There are no exceptions to that rule. The category will be closed. We did it last year. We'll continue to do it. And this is to make sure that we get everybody the chance to walk. So if you think you're fab and you got to make a grand entrance, I hope you do that for LSS. But this is just to make sure we're on time because this place is very, very, very large. So it could take several minutes to walk to the front of the stage. So you may want to hide out in the dressing area where you would be pretty much half court at that particular point. Any questions about that?
Oh,
this seems too
simple.
I know every year I get cussed out about that. Even my house members, they're in the back. If they're not right or if they're not there in line, I'm sorry, the category is closed. They're not going to make any exceptions to that rule. Last year we called open to all team face three times. You won't be that lucky this year.
We got a caller, 843-486. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
About that, okay, so is there going to be a barrier around the floor? Because there's a lot of balls I've went to, and people like to, I'm a runway girl, so a lot of people like to walk up to the floor and, you know, block where you can stride at. Is there going to be, like, a rope or something?
Will there be fencing from the...
Yeah, because people like, you know how in the balls, people like to get up on the stage or like to come up and block the area where you can walk?
Oh, well, that won't be happening because only the person walking will get to go on the stage. If you want to help your femme queen or your woman walk in stage, we'll let you help them up the steps. But it won't be, you know, you walking them up on stage and you standing there watching you score or trying to intimidate the judges. That's not going to happen this year. So, you know, you just can walk them up. For runway, y'all going to be lined up anyway. So y'all going to line up based on being small, tall, big, American, or legendary. And you're going to, you know, you're going to be in line. And you'll just walk, you'll pretty much, the judge is going to score. The runway's long enough to where you should only have to pivot from the front, from the back of the runway to the front. The judges should be scoring you by the time you're at the front.
Okay.
If it takes too long, then that, 9 out of 10, they probably want to chop. Haven't done it yet.
Because, you know, some girls can't walk, but, okay.
Oh, well, they have 40 feet to get their 10s. And if they can't, so they got to keep walking up and down, something not right. It's 40 feet. It's actually more like 46 feet. And that's a long talk. That's a long, you should be able to do it. But there will be some stanchions from where the runway ends, because there will be, like, a few tables that go past that. So their tables won't be, people who didn't purchase tables in front of them, we're going to rope that area off as well and to protect the runway as well.
Okay, thank you. I look forward to seeing y'all this weekend.
All right, Charleston, South Carolina. Thank you for calling.
Anybody else? Do I have a question from Marcus about the ball? I guess not.
Is the bathroom stalls big enough for the girls to have it?
There'll be none of that. None of that will be happening. We'll be letting. And I know everybody's an adult. However, if you're going to do whatever you're going to do, you're going to have to do it in public because the bathrooms will be for restroom use only.
So what you telling me, my girlfriend can't go in the bathroom and bump?
Oh, my God.
I need to know all of these questions. So, I mean, my girlfriends are hitting me up and say they wanted to know where can they bump at.
I guess they're going to have to bump at their table.
They said they can't afford a bag and a table.
I guess they got to stand up.
Marcus.
Yes.
How tall are you?
5'10".
Oh, okay.
Listen, is this Sergeant Rail?
Yes.
Watch me learn.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Absolutely. No glitter, no spray paint, no confetti. If you're walking in there with spray paint and glitter, you need to have that already on your body. You're going to have to wash it off somewhere else.
You talking about that lady who walked face and she was hugging and kissing, killing them with all that glitter on and on her clothes and it was all on hair and her face on the aftermath.
No, well, whomever, runway girls, virgin girls, whoever, whatever it is, we don't want that in there because the girls are not neat and you know if we catch you with it. We hope to catch it before you get into the venue with it, but if we see you using it, you will be removed. Because this is why we are not able to go back to other venues. Y'all spray paint the walls, and the person wants you to pay a whole $1,000 for you to paint the wall again because it is a special color. So we're not just, you know. Right?
That's so
you need to do that
outside.
You know, hopefully it's 50 degrees outside so y'all can do all of that outside, bring some cardboard, or do it at your hotel and just come dress. You know.
Right.
But unfortunately, you would not be able to do that at the ball if you do it. Unfortunately, we're going to have to remove you. I have to protect this place at all costs because this is one of the last venues we have in Charlotte.
Dang,
I'm just
going to
be
too.
Honest.
That's fucked up.
No spray paint, no confetti either. That's not going to add anything to your allude. You coming out and popping stuff out and then going all over the floor. That's just more stuff for us to clean up at the night. Instead of taking that $5 and buying some confetti, any other suggestions for them?
A fog machine is cool, right?
Yes, that's fine. Yes, there will be libations available at the ball for purchase. There will be libations available. Oh, I'm sorry. 314 is St. Louis and not Indianapolis. Oh, hard as a rock. Thank you, Damien.
I'll be on my
own
area.
314-757, I'm not coming to you, and I cannot wait till you're not able to call back in and press 1. All right, Marcus. Well, you can stay right here or, you know, whatever.
Let's get back to the read.
Ain't nobody reading, honey.
You didn't went over your time limit. I think you owe Jasmine another green dot.
Excuse me?
No, in all actuality, Marcus just showed y'all the way it really should be done. He spent 30 minutes giving you guys detailed information about this event. That is what everybody should be doing. See, there's a big difference. The way Marcus promoted the event, that's exactly what I would have done. And then you've seen the way Kelly promoted Sunday. That's not the way you do it.
And the girl's still going to come up saying, can I wear this, Marcus? How does it look?
Girl, my opinion don't matter that night.
Calling you on the air.
That's probably that St. Louis brick calling in.
Private call, on air. Okay, hanging up on you.
All right. She mad because her taxes ain't coming. She can't make it this weekend. She thought that fraudulent tax return was going to hit her bank account yet already. Take a chance, honey. Get on the Megabus. Maybe it'll hit your account by tomorrow.
People really still think the Megabus be slipping over and shit. Who would get on the Megabus?
Don't be stranded.
I be dragging.
Shalika.
The Megabus
I get on the Megabus, Shalika.
You get on there? You not scared? You don't see all the news reports of them slipping over and shit?
Baby. I've rode ships and I went into bad areas.
I
walked
what you're saying, but I'm not trying to lose my life over paying $10 for a ticket. It's not that serious.
Well, I'm just saying,
I'd rather get on that than the Chinese bus and them bitches ain't been to sleep or nothing.
No,
they got one drive on the job in 15 hours.
All right.
Now,
Josh,
are we back to
this
reading session? Hold up.
Yeah,
Jasmine,
let's go to the reading session. Go ahead, J-Rod.
Somebody posted a picture of me in the official ballroom. Everybody go look at it. Yeah.
Oh, he ain't gonna see it.
And you know what's so funny? That's on my Facebook page. So if it's on my Facebook page and I never took it down, that means I'm not ashamed of it. Who dressed me that night? I did. Who inspired me? I think Michelle Pfeiffer from Batman. What was I thinking? What would it say? Who styled you for this event idea? And then I put on there, what was you wearing? I said, I think it was like Zara or Hot Topic or something. I don't know. And then Shady McGrady put a laughing picture for Zara. Well, at that time, that's all my paycheck could afford. You know, I don't like wear Gucci and Fendi and Prada because that's not the type of money I make, and I'm not really caught up in clothes. So now, if y'all have any other, the main thing is I look good. Do you see any stomach hanging over those pants? No. I'm slim, I'm trim, I'm fine.
So what are you
I'm
trying to
yellow
say?
Bone.
You trying to say fat people are not? J-Rock, you are
I'm
not
trying
yellow
to say,
bone.
I'm trying to say fat people can't put that on. Let Kelly try to slide in something like that. It's not going to work.
Fucking thing, you motherfucking ugly yellow back motherfucking monkey, you bitch. If I wanted to pick those motherfucking pants on, bitch, I could pick those motherfucking pants on.
Yeah.
I wouldn't wear no tight ass motherfucking leather pants and
bitch,
the motherfucking bender motherfucking Texas, bitch. You got fucking nerve, Miss that girl. Wearing leather pants in motherfucking Texas, bitch. Your motherfucking balls were sweating from the time you motherfucking broke from cutting those motherfuckers, bitch. You got fucking nerve.
It is right now in Texas, 45 degrees. I think you can wear some leather pants.
It wasn't 45 degrees that night that you wore them, Miss Faye, and then you went to the club, bitch.
Baby, I'm putting my leather pants on for Sunday night, and I'm going to take them off, and I want you to put them on. It ain't enough.
Actually, why don't I just bring me up here my leather pants down there, Miss Tegan, just wear my leather pants.
And I'm gonna bring a bunch of Crisco grease and try to slide you in them. It's not gonna work.
You know, Crisco, baby, let me tell you something. One thing about this fat bitch is, bitch, I'm not a fat bitch that wears one size fit all, bitch. I buy my size. Okay, a lot of other fat bitches that's running around here need to learn that mistake. Just because it says one size fit all, that don't mean it fit all. One size fit all goes from a motherfucking 1 to a size motherfucking 10. After that mistake, you need to get your real size.
I'm
not
naming
no
names.
I
need to say
we
one.
We got a couple
okay.
of fathers.
Name
we got a couple of fathers. 202-450 Bishop, is that you?
Yes, me.
Where you been?
Almost missed the show because I went to sleep.
Oh, too bad. You woke
tired.
Up.
Damn.
Girl, I knew you half of us was going to be tired tonight.
Okay, stay right there, Bishop. Private caller, you're on the air.
Where's the fat bitch at?
Kelly.
Which one?
The fat bitch.
Which one?
Jasmine, that's my fucking Miss Manise.
She hung up already.
Oh, that's right. Oh, but she's sneaking out. When her bum buddy wake up and bust the fuck out of her, that's going to be her motherfucking problem. She needs to stop. That boy be trying to sleep, and she's taking pictures. Now she calling, playing on the phone, whispering. That boy going to wake up and crack the fuck out of her.
Shamika got a little light in her, honey. Shamika wants somebody. Okay, Bishop, what's up? You want somebody tonight?
Oh, my God. I'm just sick and tired of these heifers coming for my food in the damn motherfucking radio show. Stupid shit.
It do look like Kyle
for my food. Knowing damn well you ain't taste my food. Knowing damn well my food is not no hungry man dinner. First.
Economy struggle food. Ain't nobody eat that shit.
Who is that? J-Rock
like
with that big ass
knuckles.
No, it's not J-Rock.
Who
I
is this?
Don't worry about who it is. Somebody who don't eat struggle food, nigga.
Who don't eat struggle food? You say it's struggle food, but the thing is, it feed me and my dad.
How about them cookies? My dad gets
three to four course meals a day.
You hear me? My dad gets a three to four course meal a day, and we
that
are
having
that
good.
On government assistance.
It sticks to the food stick to our bones.
So what you're saying is my statement was correct. My statement was correct. It's struggle food. Please stop. Who is this? Who is that?
State your name. Stop my fucking being scared.
I'm not scared. I tell you on my phone. Why gotta be scared? You put 20 cents a day.
The children ask to eat mush four times a day. That don't mean he eating good just because he eat four times a day.
I tell you what, how can y'all bitches afford to eat four times a day, bitch? I have a job and I still don't eat no motherfucking four times a day.
I'm not eating Raymond noodles every day like you motherfuckers.
Don't nobody eat no damn Raymond noodles, nigga. You sound like you eat Raymond noodles. Raymond noodles make my stomach hurt.
You got the economy vest up in that. You have an incoming call.
I'm sorry, Emma.
One at a time. I'm going to mute y'all if y'all do not be quiet. Now, I hear that's Justin. That's you?
Yeah, that's me.
Justin and... only Justin and Bishop take it to the runway.
All mothers take always the runway and don't pick him back up, because the thing is, this nigga, man, coming for my food, but you looking like that in your fucking pictures. Bitch, let me let you know something, bitch. You the type of motherfucker that buy motherfuckers food stamps, motherfucking eat noodles, cup of noodles, and ramen noodles every fucking lunch break. Bitch, don't ever come for me and try to act like you fucking white cunt. Man, bitch, we know you fucking ghetto, girl.
You have an incoming.
Okay, go ahead, Justin.
First thing, I work for everything I get. I got my coin. I make my coin. I stay on my grind for my coin. That way I can live good, eat good, and do what I got to do, so I don't have to eat shit like you do every day, your 3 to 4 times a day. Let's keep it cute. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to bring your father into this, because I try to do a thing on respect. But at the same time, what you posted today is not that shit I try to eat. Pull it together, please. Pull it together, please. It's 2014. Niggas supposed to be doing better. You posting that bullshit up in here, it looks like Fancy Feast. Well, hell, the Fancy Feast I posted look better than this you posted. That damn cat food that you posted just up in there and they asked us to rate it. What the hell did you think we were going to say? Nigga, please.
Can somebody tag me in the picture?
Okay, Justin, don't say nothing. Bishop, you're back. Closing statement.
A closing statement is, Heifer, you need to taste the food, look at the food, knowing damn well that it's not no fucking, motherfucking black people make pork chops. Black people make pork chops like that, bitch. Motherfucking white people make pork chops half undone and shit. Bitch, I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to all the motherfucking heifers and all the fucking queens that came for my food, knowing damn well them motherfuckers eating motherfucking ramen noodles every fucking day.
Okay.
And can't cook. I'm done.
Okay,
hey.
Can I ask a question?
How many chops do I see up? I see a couple of chops. Jazz, can I ask him a question? Go ahead, Sakina. I got a question from one of the judges.
Bishop.
That's why most of them bitches ain't got no husband, because they can't cook.
Bishop, that was four chops? What was the game stuff?
Wait, Sakina. Bishop, did you say that's why some of them ain't got no husbands, because they can't cook?
They stay single. They just stay single because they can't
cook. Okay, but wait. Answer the question, Bishop. You said that they don't have no husbands because they can't cook, right?
But guess what?
So are you cooking because you got a husband?
I'm over here now. I know my cook.
She still didn't catch the shade.
I really just want to know what it was.
Bishop,
what was the green stuff?
What was that with the peppers and the onions and that black thing on the foil? What was that?
What black is on the for you?
Huh?
It looked like it had peppers. Hold on.
That was green peppers and onions.
Oh, it was pepper pork?
Yeah. You know what? Exactly. Yeah, that was pepper pork. And I can make pepper steak also.
Girl.
From the box.
Like a burr pizza.
From the box. From the box.
Bishop, it doesn't hit it right.
You said what?
It doesn't hit it right. Tasty to me, man.
No, that's not
minute
right.
No.
There wasn't minute rice.
Bishop. Oh, the southern, you know, we love our rice, bitch. We'd kill you if you gave us some box rice.
Bishop,
that rice looks
Bishop,
hard.
Bishop, with your pork chops, it looks like you go in the store and you pick up the first pack of pork chops you see because it looks like they have the knuckles or something. Like, you don't get quality meat.
The oil, it looks like the oil was, like, used oil or
he
something
need,
like that.
Yeah,
like,
you need to get quality meat.
The food is supposed to be golden brown, not burnt brown.
You need to go to a good butcher and get you a real meat special because that's not no good meat bubbling up like that. Look like got knuckles like they balled up with fish or something.
That was First of all, I don't make anything without olive oil. Every time I make a meal that's baked, it's with olive oil. It's healthy for you. And the thing is, being though as my dad has heart disease and being though that he's diabetic, I do not make nothing with vegetable oil.
I'm talking about the quality of your meat. You can tell it's not no good meat.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you get government assistance, you're supposed to get better food than that.
Hold on. First of all, I'm not government assistance. Don't you ever come out your mouth like that. The thing is, if I was government assistance, it would be my damn business. You fucking think you white cut. You ain't white cut, heifer. You not white cut.
Bishop, when you go get your meat, what you do? You go get the one that's like a
You know why? You know why you eating over there? Because you crafting, bitch.
I don't need to craft.
Why is y'all attacking Bishop like that?
He posted that food in the group. Hold on. I post that food, but I didn't know it was going to be that action pack, but I'm glad it was that fucking pack. But I posted that food because, yeah, I wanted you to rate it. But the thing is, I didn't expect to get... Yeah, I mean, I expected to get constructive criticism, but the insults that I got from that shit, I was like, wow. Thing is, I'm going to let you know something. That's one thing y'all can get my ass on. I don't like nobody motherfucking coming for my food.
Oh,
Bishop, are you late Anthony's so-called day?
I don't even know why
he
put it in
there
in the first place. You know that was going to read. You were proud of that? I would hate to see the ones you don't want to post.
Unless you know, the only cute read that came out of that was that motherfucking Hungry Man Dinner, and if it listen, if it looked like Hungry Man Dinner, then that must tell you I can cook because you motherfuckers
you know
eat Hungry Man Dinner.
No, Hungry Man,
Hungry Man, Hungry Man chicken be full of fat and the
Hungry Man comes out of the box. You not cooking?
Yeah.
So, let me let you know something. How did Novan eat it?
Bishop, I can't believe you really played. Like, Justin, you going to take that? He said you steal blooded meat out the store. You take it out the pack with blooded meat up in your arm, girl. Ain't no
but
way.
If I do, I'm not using government assistant money to get it.
Girl, huh?
I said if I do, I'm not getting government assistant money to do it.
Bitch, you stole the meat, bitch.
That's what he's saying. He's saying you take the blooded meat out the store. That's fucked up.
We can hear you, J-Rock.
Hey, J-Rock, you act like you eat. You act like you eat $100 meals a day. You know what?
Hey, man, it was reading the evidence for their Christmas.
Let me mute y'all. I'm about to put y'all private. Whoever's on this topic of dinners and stuff, I don't think anybody wants to hear this topic.
I was unbothered with it, but I just wanted to let the queens that craft know that eat white cunt all day. I just wanted to know, let them know, Jasmine, don't ever come for my food. That's like a weakness to me.
Bishop.
Okay, you already let them know your weakness. Now y'all know don't talk about come for his food by you telling him, you telling them that your
well,
weakness.
Well, he better not post it. When you post that ugly, nasty looking stuff up in that group, you post it up to be read. That food looks like some damn motherfucking porridge with gravy and lumps and shit up in it. Doesn't nobody want to eat that shit?
Let me let you know something.
And you asked us to raise them motherfucking old grease-ass fried pork chops and chicken? Who the fuck could pork chops and chicken in the same damn grease, nigga?
Hold on. Pork chops and chicken? It was only pork chops. And then I posted...
I can't identify the food. Bishop, you better be glad I was fasting. Okay?
Fasting? Make your voice fast, because you can't even sing, period. Let's get on your singing.
Oh, we don't want to talk about singing, Bishop.
You're not singing,
honey. Why you sat up here sounding like a motherfucking flat Chia Pet commercial, bitch?
I'm going to let Bishop go first, and then Michi, you can go next. Go ahead, Bishop.
Michi, your voice, bitch, you cannot sing. You cannot hold a note. You just another gay dude that can't sing, went on American Idol, and will probably go on American Idol and probably get chopped. Matter of fact, you can go on some type of off-brand American Idol show and still get chopped. Girl, you sound like a puppy when you sing. Girl, you sing, girl. You another one of them type of girls that direct the gospel choir at the church that can't sing.
Oh, shit. Thank you, Bishop. Michi, you're on.
You know, it's just so hard to sit here and really talk about something about someone who's so irrelevant to the facts and thereof. Now, you want to talk about bad singing? Bishop, everything you try to do is wrong. Bitch, you try to cook wrong. Bitch, you try to come and sing wrong. You try to be a man wrong. You try to chase and trainees wrong. Everything you motherfucking do is wrong. When is your wrong going to turn into a motherfucking right, you late motherfucking faggot? Okay, let me tell you this one motherfucking thing, bitch. Don't you ever, okay, post no motherfucking nasty-ass pictures up in that group of some shit that don't came out your motherfucking oven off the top of your stove from that motherfucking food bank up here in motherfucking Baltimore. Bitch, do not. Thank you.
Closing statement. Closing read, Bishop.
My closing statement is, nigga, pop a tic-tac because it sound like your breath stinks. Nigga, you the type of nigga that be singing. You the type of nigga that sing, and when you sing, you sound terrible, and your breath is terrible.
What in the hell?
Don't stand by that nigga at the ball. He gonna make you chop his breath.
Oh. Okay, closing statement. Closing read, Michi.
You know, this is the irrelevant shit I'm talking about. Now, this motherfucker who ain't nobody never seen or met, don't nobody know what the fuck he look like, honey, sitting up in this motherfucking cave all day frying these nasty-ass meals, which tells me that if anybody's breath stinks, his motherfucking breath stinks. You had a plate of onions, bitch. Bitch, you had a plate of motherfucking onions and old-ass grease, bitch. You were talking about somebody's motherfucking breath? Bitch, breathe again, bitch, please. Do not breathe again, okay? Tony Braxton did not mean that song for bitches like you, okay? You over there frying onions and grease. Bitch, do not breathe again. Go ahead.
All right, yeah, it's over with. Bishop, I'm sorry. She read you, child. It's over with. She got you.
I'm on Bible.
You ain't got no motherfucking body, honey. Please.
So,
oh,
my chest is hurting. He came for Bishop singing,
okay.
Bitch. I knew it was over.
Anybody else? Marcus, Michi wants you. I mean, Michi, Marcus wants you. Marcus, your call dropped.
Oh, my okay. God. Good night.
His call dropped anyway.
Who call dropped?
Marcus and
Piranha.
Marcus, you gonna come for me, bro? For real? Really?
Sorry, I can break.
There he go. Bishop and J Rock, y'all want to square y'all differences from you know earlier in the week?
I'm on bother with him, man.
I didn't say anything.
I told him I'd be playing with his ass. But yeah, I mean, if he wants to roast, we can.
J-Rock, you can go first. Get Bishop.
Ooh. I really don't have anything to say to Bishop. He tried to shoot himself, and he didn't succeed, so that's enough.
Oh, God.
What a BB gun.
I'm done. That was my closing statement.
Okay. That's
your
closing.
That's the first read and the closing statement.
Yeah.
That's all you
got to
say right there.
Go ahead, Bishop.
That was the latest read ever because it was so late. You late on that, Heifer. That was a long time ago.
Mm-mm.
But let's talk about the celebrity transgenders you probably been with that I probably know about. Let's talk
okay.
about how you always boosting up Sasha Sanchez. Did you get fucked by her just like she's in Bust All Them Boys' Wounds? Did she bust your wounds too? Let's talk about Raquel. Did Raquel
Hello,
bust
Bishop,
your wounds, J-Rock?
Bishop.
No. Tables. I'm going to shake the table.
Hello, Bishop. In the words of Paris Dupree, and Dory Corey, a black queen can't call a black queen another black queen. So you get fucked by transsexuals.
This is
your
J-Rock battle. This is not your battle. You can wait your turn.
No, you're
going to
have a turn, baby.
Oh!
J-Rock
said,
I got this.
You get to YouTube.
We have a new battle, Marcus and Bishop. Go ahead, Marcus.
No, I'll defer to her first.
Go say
ahead,
it about
Marcus.
I think he's the promoter. I'm not going
to
read Marcus, but I'm saying this is called Read Fest, right? Why are you getting in on someone else's read? You know, that's the thing. That's probably what your main thing is that you do wrong. You get in on other people's business, and then it ends up fucks you over. So the thing is, I was talking about J-Rock. This was me and his read. Now,
you
I'm not trying
family.
To, because I really fuck with you. And I fuck with everybody, but I fucks with you, and I fucks how you roll the dice with things. So I really don't, I'm not really going to come for you. But I'm just saying, just stay there, put your hands in your pocket, and let me and J-Rock go at it.
Marcus, let them go at it. It's out of fun.
Well, hold on, can I just say what I think, Bishop? It's not a read if it applies to you. So if he gets fucked by transsexuals and you get fucked by transsexuals, you're not supposed to read about that. Y'all do the same thing.
Okay, but I'm gonna let you know something. One thing about me, people say or think they know me, but J-Rock's hole probably more bigger than mine.
Oh,
well, now, use that as
J-Rock
a read.
Don't
that's
get
a better read.
No
now go ahead, y'all go at it.
That's the key, because I don't deny messing with transsexuals. J-Rock does.
But you say you retired. So that's kind of
I'm looking at this nigga's motherfucking, I finally seen the picture. Looking at this nigga with these motherfucking, nigga, you look like, this shit look like you motherfucking suffocating in this whole damn motherfucking.
And what were you doing in that bodysuit?
Wait, hold
Bishop,
on.
You're wrong.
Bishop. So you saying that his asshole is bigger than your asshole. So you get fucking your asshole?
You said what?
Trying to be fucking in your butt?
Let me let you know something. You'll never find out.
You
you'll never find out.
Us.
Oh, you are
ecstatic.
And, and that's the thing. That's the thing. People see.
You just admitted to it.
That's the thing. People talk about my past. People don't know Lee. People don't know Lee Anthony or Bishop now.
It don't matter. Even if
people knock in 2000. Let me tell you how far people going back. 2014. What the fuck?
Shout out. I need to give a shout out to the girls that's listening in Riverdale. Shout out, y'all. Okay.
I thought you was about to give a shout out to all the girls that's been up in Bishop.
If she was giving a shout out to all the girls,
I got things to do in the morning. I gotta be up early. Man, y'all, you know what? Y'all boring me. Y'all just
that's because Bishop is still on the line.
That category disappeared, honey, because we got this, can't get it together.
I mean, anytime you let Bishop on the line to try to read, it's going to be boring.
What is it called? Calling the kettle? People said they was tired of hearing you on radio.
What?
Tired.
You said, what you call them, calling the kettle. I can't. You so late, Bishop.
You haven't even arrived yet.
Fish, man. I ain't got time for that.
I'm going to need you to get back on that short, yellow, retarded bus.
I'm going to need you to get a whole new set on the radio show. Because apparently, J-Rock, you are tired on this show.
I am tired. I'm tired of you. I'm tired of hearing you. That's what I'm tired of. You're so late, you wasn't even born yet.
Can we talk about
you're
something
late.
Else, y'all? You know what I want to talk about?
Jasmine, the new 24 coming out.
Hello? Bishop, could you please close your ass? All those transsexuals screaming.
Close your damn nose of yours. Like a freak train.
Oh, my God.
Like 2 o'clock.
All right, yeah. I got a question. I'm about to change the topic up, honey. All right, Reese was a failure, and I'll never do it again. I'll never do it again.
You
know why? You know why I was a failure, Jasmine?
Why?
Because it's a bunch of bitches that don't know each other on the line. Bitch, for you to really read a bitch, you have to know them. Because a read that a bitch knows, when a bitch knows you, that's a cut. But when a bitch that you never really met is reading you, bitch, it goes in one ear and go out the other.
Mark,
yeah, that's
true. Yeah, but these girls, honey, these girls should have brought their little war, Facebook wars and everything.
But they be making shit up. Like, the reads really
Marcus,
bitches that know each other.
But Marcus.
What?
I have met Bishop in person, and he is the monkey that he sounds like.
Jason, you're on the air.
What's going on, everyone?
Hey, what's up,
Jason? Hi, Jason. The girls was waiting for you. Maybe you and the girls can go back and forth now because they've been waiting for you.
What girls are waiting for me?
Ms. Shady McGrady says she wants a piece of you.
Oh.
And I want a piece of that bitch.
Jasmine, when Shady McGrady can show who she is, then she can have a piece of me. I'm not going at it with someone I don't know.
So you have to see her?
I said all that I needed to say to her. When I said what I had to say, apparently she's pressed for me more than I am for her. So I suggest she needs to get her life together and do something with that. But I do thank you for every picture you made, every post you dedicated to me, every song you brought my way. I thank you for all of that because while you were doing all of that for me, I was not thinking about you.
All of my good days. I weigh my bad days.
Miss Shady McGrady, call in, honey. Miss Shady McGrady, call in, girl.
That lady will not get on the radio.
She's not going to get on the radio.
How is it? This is my. How is it? Can get on the Laura Spears can get on the radio, but these other iconic cunts yeah. can't.
What's wrong, Starry? Come on. My little dog is having nightmares at y'all. Y'all giving my dog nightmares. I'm changing topic. So what do y'all think about George Zimmerman fighting DMX?
Wasn't it supposed to be a game?
Don't really let him fight DMX, Jasmine.
It has officially been announced it's going to be DMX.
DMX is not going to give him that work, man.
That's not going to happen because now there's a petition to stop that.
You can't stop no grown people from doing it. Y'all ain't got to buy it.
Well, they're saying that they're trying to stop that because he should not be able to get celebrity status for killing someone.
Yes.
Why does that make him a celebrity?
Well, how y'all going to say he's a celebrity status? I mean, your way of showing distinction, because I'm pretty sure it's going to be on pay-per-view and buy tickets because it's a promoter doing it. Don't buy a ticket. Don't buy it on pay-per-view, and it'll flop, and then he won't get any money. But yeah, we're actually hyping it up, and then the girl's going to go because your petition can't stop it unless the venue cancels on them or something drastic like that.
Well, you know, this is my thing about that. My thing about that is, guys, that I think it's very ignorant after the fact when you have done what you have done to a family, and then you do all this after you get free, you do all this other type bullshit with your wife, concerning your wife and all these other issues, and you going back to jail again and back and forth. I honestly think this guy is very ignorant, and I really think
DMX whip his fucking eyes, honey.
Let's speak realistically. DMX need to get his motherfucking life together as well, though.
Exactly.
The match should have been the game.
Oh, yeah. Wait, why wasn't it the game? Was that an
option? The promoter picked DMX over the game.
Because DMX is smaller at the same time, his stature is a lot smaller. But DMX is an ex-crackhead heroin addict. He got some tricks up his sleeve.
Train wreck.
And don't let him take a hit for 24 hours and then let him out on his ass. That's
for real. And let him be jittery and that detox, he going to tear his ass up.
I'm going to let you know like this. I just totally think that the game probably said I'm unbothered with the whole situation because this man is making it look so damn ignorant that I don't even want to hit the man. I just rather let God judge this motherfucker.
He painted a picture of Trayvon Martin and was holding it up smiling.
Oh, Jesus, don't say that. Is that true?
He did.
No celebrity fight. He need to be a celebrity. Which celebrity going to shoot his ass?
Did
y'all see what DMX did for $10 in that hotel, running around butt naked? You don't think that nigga knock his ass out for a couple of thousands? Bitch, please. He gonna bite that nigga head off.
I think Zimmerman will beat him.
Zimmerman have training, but Trayvon was beating him up, so his training didn't really help him. Because Trayvon was beating him out.
That's the gag. Y'all gotta stop talking above each other, seriously. But listen, this is what I don't understand, okay? This is exactly what I don't understand. How can this man ask to even go in a match or have a celebrity match or whatever when the reason why he claims he killed this boy is because the boy was attacking him and he couldn't defend himself.
That's
so to defend himself against a grown ass man.
Right.
And I tell you how pitiful he is because
he's
he
just
had
probably
like
trying to
training.
Get like his 15 minutes of fame or trying to. I don't. It's just like to me, it seems like a mockery. Like, what are you doing?
Well,
are you
whoa.
Just in jail for like trying to kill your girlfriend? Like, oh god.
Man, you know what?
Somebody
he had his 15 minutes of fame when he got away with murder.
You know, I know yesterday was Trayvon Martin's birthday.
Yo.
Wasn't yesterday,
yeah.
Jason, you're back.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just like a smack in the face to his family. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, a celebrity for killing their kid. Like, that's some foul shit.
It's
I can't wait for somebody get him.
Well, it happens all the time. Think about it. The girl I went to high school with, the one in South Carolina, she drove her kids into the water and then called the police and said they were missing. You know, she was on Oprah and her mama was on Oprah and everything. And, you know, and she was, shade is, I'm really gagging she ever had kids, bitch. She was like the retarded girl at school. Nobody used her.
Wait, Mark, if you're talking about the one who said that a black man had drove off with the kids in the van?
No, not the white one. I'm talking about this was a black girl. This happened about 3 years ago. And they were on Oprah. She was a black girl. And she just, one day, she took her kids to a motel and she wrapped them up and put them in the back car seat and drove the car in the water. And she got out.
Sorry.
Have y'all seen Being Mary Jane on BET? Are y'all been watching this?
Yeah, I love it.
Actually good, yeah.
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
I don't use Scandal, but I like
Mark it. Marcus, I want to say thank you to and Jason, you know, verified it and gave me the heads up, and I started watching it. Bitch, House of Cards is good.
It is the T. Yes, it is.
The what?
Yes.
And the new
House
season comes
on
February 14th. The whole season will come on.
Yeah, I'll be done, honey.
Jasmine, did you get
in? Really good.
Jasmine, did you get into the Love and Hip Hop reunion?
Yes, I did, honey. She was late.
I felt Amina's performance, though. Amina
you
woke
Amina's
it up.
Performance?
Yes. She looked better on her performance than she do on her album cover, though, because that album cover looked like somebody's mama. But
yeah, I do like her performance, and I like the song and everything, but I just can't stand looking at him. He's getting on my nerves.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did get on my nerves.
So. It's life to be as old and ugly as he is.
Shamika,
you know what?
You're back.
To me, Jasmine, he sound like Jay-Z, like a bootleg Jay-Z.
He gets on my nerves, I swear to God. Did anybody watch the Have or Have Not this week?
It was kind of cute.
Oh.
I ain't got into that show yet.
I just don't like
me
the action. The action is horrible.
Now, the mother, though, Miss Hannah, her acting is not horrible. She plays a good part.
Yeah, I like her, but the depth of everybody else is just like...
But, Jasmine, what I was told was it was kind of supposed to be like a slick-sized soap opera.
It's a soap opera. Yeah, it's a soap opera, but it's just...
So do they have the, like, do they have it anywhere you can watch, like...
You
don't have cable.
If you got cable,
I told y'all earlier, stop making y'all biscuits and gravy on the phone because I still hear y'all.
What?
Biscuits and gravy.
That's not me. Every time I want to reply, I unmute my phone.
Thank you, Bishop. You've been with us long enough. You know, honey.
Thanks.
But no, the Have or Have Nots is really good. J-Rock, I don't know, you don't watch it on OWN Network? Oprah's channel? Oh, we lost J-Rock, but he's back. J-Rock, you don't watch it on Oprah's channel?
No, I don't watch it because I don't want to start watching. I want to see it from the beginning.
Oh, so you want to try to catch some of the old
yeah,
ones.
That's what
oh,
I'm
yeah.
saying. Is there anywhere that you can see it from the beginning?
Jason, did you find it anywhere?
Yeah, I'll send him the link so where he can watch it online from the
okay.
from when it
okay.
started.
Okay, I need to catch up.
Hey, Mother Radio.
You know, Jason is
yeah.
the queen, honey. She finds all the stuff on the internet.
Jason, did you watch the Holy
okay,
Ghost Takeover?
So I'm definitely going to. I'm definitely going to American Horror Story Withdrawal. So it's
yeah.
like I really don't know what
yeah,
to do. So I need Miss Scandal to come back on very quickly.
I think I'm
always. You are not the supreme, honey.
I think I'm over Scandal.
Miss Michi. Michi.
Huh?
We can step right into the light, bitch. How dare you even try to come on my page saying I'm not supreme? And then you want to make a motherfucking picture stating you're not the supreme. Bitch, how dare you?
I thought your picture was over, you know?
But, yeah, my picture was over for you to make
captions. But you're not the
saying,
supreme.
You're not the supreme. I never said I was the supreme. Do you think that you're the supreme? And what version of
the supreme
are you? Are you trying to be the supreme, or are you trying to be one of the supreme? Which one is it?
Oh. Oh.
Now, Ms. Jasmine.
Because, you know, their career was really good for a while, but, you know, all of them didn't advance in life.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna put since you put it to you like that, you know, there was no Supremes without Diana, so I can be Diana, which still makes me the Supreme. So
you think you are Diana?
Ross. Hello.
I know that's right, honey. If I see you with some motherfucking big wigs on, bitch, I'm just gonna, I'm it. That's it.
Honey, where did you get my get up for this aftermath ball in North Carolina on Sunday?
What are you wanting for the aftermath?
Come too far.
Can we get confirmation of what the categories are for Thursday, I mean for Sunday? Are they just bring it, Marcus? Do you happen to have a flyer or anything? I know. It's not yours, but I mean,
all
you're
the categories
the
are open to all.
The only categories that are calling for something are okay. Open to All Runway is in black and white for $250. Legendary Realness with a it's a team realness has to be one legend and a complimenting star statement. A new bitch. Then it's team performance.
How much is that category? Oh, that's a cute category. Wait, say it again.
Which one?
The
legendary realness with a complimenting star statement.
Star statement or new bitch.
Oh, that's
okay.
Cute.
And that's $200.
Let me call.
It's for how much?
It's for $200.
Okay. Thank
now,
you.
Let me go put some gas in my truck real quick.
And everything else is $50 each. Butch Queen real or male figure realness, female figure realness, face, sex styling. You know, it's all split up. Butch Queen and female figures. You know, check out the event page. It's Tins of Chop conveys to Carolinas. It's I believe it's $950 categories. The $250 categories and the $200 realness category. It's a chance
why
you gotta get out
there. I'm so sick and tired. Okay, let me read Facebook really quickly. I'm so sick and tired of these videos on Facebook automatically playing on your timeline. I am watching SpongeBob and his characters having sex in a SpongeBob porno. What did you
do? Jasmine, report that shit.
SpongeBob was doing shows on Sandy. What kind of bullshit is this? You know what? I am going to report it. How do I report this shit? Hold on. What do I do? See, I don't even know how to report shit. I don't want to see this unfollow, hide all. Well, how do you report it?
Are you on the laptop?
On my desktop. It just hit it. Oh, wait. Annoying and not interesting. I don't think it should be on Facebook. It is rude and vulgar. Yes, I'm sending it in. I just recorded your video. What? We're sorry that you experienced. Okay, yes. I reported it. Shit.
What you need to say.
Oh, God, as soon as that window closes up, guess who comes on? Guess who the next one is? Oh, my God. What is this? This one will be on Facebook. The first thing that pops up is Miss T.S. Madison. Work Madison. And it's one of her news videos. What?
It's my birthday. Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say.
Wow. Oh.
So what else?
Yeah, what else y'all got? What else y'all got, honey? Because I'll end the show. I'll pull a Kelly on y'all. What else y'all got?
I just have one last announcement. Judges and guest listed people, the guest list closes at 8:15. These people don't know who you are, so at 8:15, the guest list goes in the trash can, and it's $30. Sorry.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. So
who's looking forward to 24 coming on?
I definitely am looking forward to it coming back.
Ooh. Who said hi, yeah, Marcus? How dare you?
I liked 24, but after you did the first six seasons and it was all the same thing, when everything started turning to Arabs trying to blow up the country, you know, it was just, you know, it just became, there has to be more than one type of terrorism out there in the world. Everybody ain't against us.
That's nice, real good.
Right, it was just way too much. I don't know. Jack
Bauer. So where do you think the new one is going
to
go?
I don't know. Hopefully it's about some other stuff. Do y'all watch American Greed?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I live for that show.
You know, some of these things that these people did to go to, like, federal prison.
No shade.
To rob the girls. Like, what were you thinking?
Oh, wait a minute. Are you talking about, hold on a second. You talking about that?
It's the Hustler show.
The documentary show, and they be showing people that, you know, did shit and stuff like that?
Yes.
Right.
The FBI, all the FBI stuff, yes.
Okay, so hold on. I need y'all to bear with me because I need to take it back. We was watching one episode where these two sisters owned this business. And they were making, how the fuck was it happening? I forgot. But they were doing something with the federal government, and it had to do with, I think, the postage. Oh, my God, I can't remember now. I sound like an idiot. But whatever they were doing, bitch, they became millionaires by charging the government. And it had to do with shipping, some type of shipping procedure. I think it was like they were shipping boxes, and it was charging the postal. It was charging the government the postage on it, and bitch, they was getting paid millions of dollars because the computer did not monitor the actual, you know, packages and stuff like that. So they were getting paid so much money.
They got caught.
And they got caught. They did get caught. But I was gagging because you be catching the scams. You be thinking, like, bitch, we be doing shit. Oh, these people be doing some major shit.
Right. Well, they had one on America. They had the one the other night. It was old, but I actually got to see the whole thing. The girl took the approvals to the new level. They was recruiting white girls to go into the bank, with the prepaid card, you cash advance for $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $9,000, and the bank was pushing the AP through.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, they was.
And they called them, you know, they was taking the money, putting it into people's real accounts, and bitch, it was a team. But they ended up all getting caught.
Crime doesn't pay.
You know.
We got 1 minute left into the show before we go into record mode. 30 seconds. So if we get disconnected, that is it for tonight. We will be back next Monday for the weekend recap, Tuesday,
yes.
The Trash Talk Tuesday, and Wednesday with the State of Emergency show. For those of you who are on the line, please stand by. If you get disconnected, thank you for tuning in. For those of you who are just listening, please enjoy your weekend in North Carolina. Be safe. So we are going into record mode now. All right.
I mean, y'all gonna read you, bitch. You laid that on your class.
Oh,
you late ass brick. Now,
I'm not in front of the guest.
It's no shame, bitch. I'm really disappointed that you won't be in North Carolina, but you're going to that event with the categories that make no sense. Somebody had hit me up about the categories, but I was like, that's not even my ball.
They keep hitting me up with these categories, points where I actually sat and read them today.
Would y'all think Lionel Richie was pretty boy realness?
Hell no. Well,
Lionel Richie.
Child, bring it as Lionel Richie or Billy Dee Williams.
What is this at? In a parallel universe?
No free promotion. We're just talking.
Well, Jasmine.
We're just going to say over there.
Jasmine.
Yeah. Yes, I'm here.
Is it possible you can tell the people running the Tins and Chops ball to put me on the list to get in for free? Thank you.
J-Rock, hold on. J-Rock, so you expect to get in the ball for free and walk?
I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn. It says Tins or Chops.
You don't.
But
you get it to
walk,
you can't walk.
You should be helping.
No,
I'm gonna be honest with you. If I was there, I would have to stick to that rule. I truly believe that if you're on a guest list, if you're on a guest list or something, you should not be able to walk. Because if you walk, then you ain't trying to put your hand out and get no coins. I mean,
right.
If you win.
I just want the trophy.
Kelly is gone. Calvin was very silent tonight. Can we get some tea? What's going on with Calvin? He's gone now. Let's talk about her. What happened with Calvin?
You said he didn't want to take part of the Trash Talk Tuesdays or whatever. And, yeah, he didn't say anything else. Or he said it in a post today.
Oh, poor Calvin, honey. She was, she was very entertaining. Why is she not? I don't know. I'm going to have to talk to her soon. Yeah, and I'm
going
to feel
CVS has stopped selling cigarettes this year, so y'all going to gag.
They did stop out here.
Well, y'all all should quit, honey. I'm like 8 months. 8 months smoke-free.
Right. But to the girls who are coming from out of town, cigarettes are cheap in North Carolina. You know, they're like $4 a pack for the Newports.
$4 a pack?
Yeah, it's like
$4.54.
I'm gonna tell you something right now. Once these queens get to D.C. that want cigarettes, they gonna start thinking shit. Maybe I should bring a whole rack, a whole big ass carton back to D.C. and motherfucking sell them jokes.
Yeah, you could. When I go to Chicago, I take cigarettes with me to my friends. Cause a carton of cigarettes, they pay $10 a pack. A carton costs like $30, $38.
Man, a carton of cigarettes costs $76 in D.C.
You said a carton costs $76?
You serious?
Yep.
You gotta be fucking kidding
me.
They
more than that in Chicago. They $10 and $12 a pack.
I'm so glad Lord, thank you. I just want to take this time to thank you again for helping me quit that shit.
Old turkey.
Jasmine.
I told my mother that, Jasmine. I told her she added up in her life all the cigarettes that she spent. Anything that she ever felt like she couldn't afford, she could have if she just didn't smoke.
Riverdale, put it down. Put it down. That's it. That's enough. Put it down. No more. Put it down. It's just too, that's too much.
You know
that's
what, though, honestly.
$10 a cigarette. And you know what, even when I did smoke, I smoked like a half a pack a day. But that's still $10.
You know, Jasmine. You know what? Cigarettes are beginning to taste different. And for some reason, Newports do not taste like they used to taste. And I'm in that mess of thinking that I should stop, you know, stop smoking.
You smoke cigarettes, Bishop?
Yeah.
Don't you hear it?
No, I just don't understand. I can't with you folks, man. I mean, you folks, that anything I say, it's just like irrelevant to you guys.
It's just, you know, it's all out of love, Bishop. Don't take it personal, honey. It's okay. Jason, what's your name?
What's
your name?
Yeah.
We lost Michi. Jason, you there?
I'm
here.
Right here.
Not you.
Michi's here.
I'm not. We lost Meek. Shamika. I'm sorry. Jason. Father Cocktail said send him the link as well. He wants to watch the Have a Have Nuts too.
I was about to tell him that, but I guess Rodney didn't think I was going to tell him.
Okay. I'll make sure I send it to Rod.
No, he may have told you. He told me 10 minutes ago. I just looked at my phone.
Oh, okay.
Jasmine.
Yes.
I have a question for everyone. I don't know if anyone's been following the whole, what's it, Huffman story, the actor that committed suicide.
Yeah. I was so sad when he died.
Ooh.
But isn't it funny how they're really trying to rule out suicide and if it's some type of OD and then it was laced? And I mean, you know, excuse me for, thinking, you know, racial-wise. But, I mean, if it was like one of the black athletes, like let it have been Sherman who, you know, was found in the assault, it was automatic suicide. You know, he would have been a suicide and all this.
That's
kind of
they
would not have been looking for no drug dealer.
He probably has insurance with where suicide is covered anyway, so it wouldn't matter.
Sure he do. Even if he didn't have the insurance, he got enough money. You took $1,200 off the ATM and went and brought a whole bunch of heroin for a personal party.
Well, girl,
you
thought
you
was
going
to work out. Girl that spent $1,200 on drugs.
True. But they go to sleep with it, wake up with it, and go through the day with it, go back to sleep, and wake up and buy some more and keep it going.
Didn't they find him in a bathroom, like, with his drawers on?
With the needle.
Ain't that how they found Elvis on the shitter?
With 40
the
empty
shitter.
Bags. 40 empty bags.
They like dying in the bathroom.
Oh my god!
That's like, I'm sorry if I offended anybody and if that sounded cruel, but.
Oh my god! Are y'all for real?
Why is this child voguing in a library or whatever?
No, they're doing the Memphis
Con
Challenge.
Everybody is doing it all over. But I tell you, when I do mine, it's going to be nice.
What
is the Memphis Con Challenge?
You got to take that song that you just heard and take some of the...
And you
got to
do what?
You take your top vogas in your area and y'all make a little... It's like a little skit. Like people just coming out
like
of everywhere just voga.
Yeah,
kind of like a flash mob to that song. And they're
going
to see who did
it. In New York City, y'all should eat it and do it in Penn Station.
Mm. Oh, that's cute.
Yes. I'll be coming down the stairs and everything, bitch. Right there at that little part where you...
No, bitch, and time it right when the train come, bitch, and then have somebody come right out. Bitch, step off the train, go in. I would do it down. It's too cold to be doing it outside.
It sounds like somebody don't feel well. All right, honey, let's call it a night, Chubb, because I'm getting tired, and we're all getting tired. So anyway, I want to say thank you to everybody that tuned in tonight for a horrible episode of Read Fest. I'm glad that you girls didn't read, so I hope that there is no violence or anything this weekend. I hope you guys are just so spiritual and such in a good mood the way y'all have been lately. No violence or anything. Make sure you guys all go to North Carolina and be positive. Anyway, I want to start from the bottom and work my way up to the top and tell everyone to say goodnight, and we will be back on Monday. J-Rock, say goodnight.
Good night, everyone. Hope to see everyone this weekend in North Carolina for the People's Choice Awards, and then the following night at the 10th and Chops Ball. Make sure you pack heavily, you know, Trojans condoms. They're still so good. You forget they're on. And if you see me, don't touch me.
J-Rock, let me correct you, sweetie. It's not called 10th and Chops. It's called 10th or Chops.
It's 10th and Chops if they don't let me get enough for free.
Thank you, J-Rock. Jason, thank you for tuning in for 5 minutes. You want to say goodnight?
Good night, everyone. Have a blessed week. Continue to prosper in whatever it is you're doing. Make sure you get out the house and do something with your life, because you don't do any more than walk around the block. And remember, God didn't make no job. See you next week.
Thank you, Jason. I will speak with you tomorrow. And remember, I forgot. I was going to say something shady. It was about what you said, though. Marcus, say goodnight.
Yeah, see y'all this weekend. You safe travels. And to those girls that's flying dirty, you know, just be careful. I'm going to pray for you. And don't text my phone on Saturday morning.
Be careful, girls. I'm hearing a lot of stuff. Thank you, Marcus. Bishop, say goodnight.
Good night, folks.
Thank you, Bishop. And your food looks tasty, honey. Tasty.
Live.
Thank you, Bishop. Sakana, say goodnight.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Sakana. Joelle, I hope you feel better, sweetie. Say goodnight.
I'm trying. Good night, everyone, and be safe and, you know, stay real.
And Joelle, don't have your baby mamas calling into the show no more, honey. No more baby mamas calling in.
I tried it. I was like, girl. Yeah.
Good night, honey. Michi, say good night. You want to take us out with a number?
No, thank you. But God bless you all. Thank you all for definitely tuning in. And I will see you girls on Sunday. And, of course, the party never stops until I get there. And for those girls that like to, you know, roll up and blaze up, you might want to look for me. I always bring something.
Miss Thing, I'll have that motherfucking shit shut down, honey. Keep it cute. Good night, Queen. Justin, say good night.
Good night, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Justin. Miss Little Princess, say goodnight.
Good night, everybody. Have a fun and safe weekend. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Melissa. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the State of Emergency Show. We will be back next week with a State of Emergency topic. Don't forget to tune in on Monday for the Weekend Recap, Tuesday for Trash Talk Tuesday, and Wednesday again. We'll be back. Don't forget this weekend, the North Carolina People's Choice Awards Ball and the Aftermath presented by Tenzer Chop with Kelly and Rodney. Be safe. Have a safe weekend. No violence, y'all. Have fun. Let this be a very successful ball. I send major blessings up with everyone. And we will be back next week. Enjoy yourselves and good luck. Bye-bye.